Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Swahili, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium podcast for all the sports fans in the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. As always, I'm joined by my co-host Jay Hogan.
What's up, dog?
What's going on, brother? how's your week?
I feel like somebody else fucked up way more this week than
I feel like a few people did.
Than Hogan,
you know. JOP Black Chick. what else could I call you? I don't know what else.
But it's been a good week, man. Hey, when Serena won, even though it was over Venus, I was like just one step closer to that crown that only one other person I think has done.
That Serena slam?
Yep.
Yeah, but she lost today.
She lost today? Damn. Yeah,
right before we went on the air, she lost. Damn. To some no-name chick. That's right. Unranked.
Right, and now all the people that bought them tickets thinking Serena's going to be there is highly pissed because they said for the first time ever the women's U.S. Open sold out before the men's because everybody anticipated Serena was going to make it. I know the people mad now.
Venus must have took a lot out of her because she did have to work for Venus that they're around.
Yep. Speaking of people that didn't think they were going to make it this far, it's Karen. What's up?
How y'all doing?
Glad you can make it. Okay. I'm on Balls Deep Sports.
I'm glad you're back this week.
Yep.
I'm in the house.
Of course, we also have the theme song to sing because, you know, can't do the show without the song.
Howdy.
You know how when I go in the ball pit, Jesus Charlie's, and I sink all the way down to the bottom, and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I wanna have sex with a personality. Her positive traits. Give a pound into a pillar. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just a tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
That's why
Hillary got compared to Scottie Pippen by ex Obama advisor. Because she'll never be Michael Jordan, who is Barack Obama. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about
balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. That's right. As always, we start with the emails. Man, Leonard Brothers writes in, Balls D Sports, Coach Rod and Coach Justin. What up, dear brothers and possibly dear sister Karen? Just writing in with a quick hypothetical for you. If you could put together a roster of basketball players to coach, who would it be? For the purposes of this discussion, let's say Rod's team is playing against Justin's team, and if Karen is there, she can pick her squad too. So no repeat players, but you can pick players from any era, past or present. Pick at least five people so you'll have a complete starting lineup, but if you want to pick five more from a bench, that's cool. Looking forward to hearing who you pick. That sounds like a lot of work for a hypothetical thing that is never gonna happen. And what else will happen? What is the purpose of this?
I wasn't ready for this question.
Yeah,
I need to do some research.
Listen, I'm gonna have to say to the Nano, Leonard Brothers.
Leonard Brothers too smart, man.
I appreciate you calling right in, though.
He too smart, man.
Right.
I'm sorry, Leonard. I wasn't prepared. I ain't had notes for this one.
Plus, I hate doing that kind of shit because it don't matter on the way that people think it matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, the team's never gonna play. There's no way to prove who would win.
My team would kick your team.
That's right. That, like, Justin's gonna always say his team would win. I'm gonna always think mine would win. Karen's gonna probably not care enough to say her team will win. I don't like doing it, Leonard Brothers. Like, I don't like doing the pick your top 50 or whatever. That's why when we did a list, it was who are the blackest players, because you can't argue anybody off or on the list. It's just subjective completely. You know what I'm saying? and then there's no like who would win, you know what I'm saying? But maybe we'll do that on a slow day. We'll do light skin versus dark skin all the time or something. Because when you put us on
team, all time dark skin.
Yeah, when you put us on opposite sides of the thing, then Justin's gonna think his team would win for the reasons he thinks. And same here,
for light skin folks.
Coach Epps, Lionel writes in, "What's going on, Rod and Jay Goodell? I wanted to write in to give you guys props on last week's show. I thoroughly enjoyed Ray Sani on the show. Her sports knowledge was quite beastly, and I hope she makes an appearance on the show again soon." We had to hit her up, long as she ain't got no job. Hey, did you see any of Coach Omar Epps, Mike Tomlin's post-game press conference? I heard about it, and I saw like a clip online. I don't know if that was all there was to it. But he was thoroughly pissed about how things had went down.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you really can't blame him.
Right.
But apparently there was some sort of headset malfunction for the Patriots in the Patriots arena for the Steelers team in the first quarter.
Right.
Let me see if I can play it. Hold on. Is somebody's phone going off or something? A mic is getting feedback.
Not me.
All right, is that me? Oh, it's my phone. There you go. All right, so this is what he said.
Radio went out, your communication.
That's always the case.
Here?
Yes.
Well, you're saying that every time you play here, you have radio.
I said what I said.
Like what exactly happened? You just didn't have any communication?
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
Coach to coach or the coach to quarterback?
Coach to coach.
Hey, man. His beard is luxurious as shit, though.
Right.
Why his beard so moisturized?
He's in that good shape butter.
What was he doing during the game?
I have no idea.
He came straight off the field and his shit was still juicy. What? Damn, Tomlin. I didn't know he was doing it like that, cuz. That's crazy. That's the craziest part of this whole clip.
Right. He was like, I said what I said.
Yeah, them cheating is not. I mean, are y'all surprised?
Mm-mm.
This is the best time to cheat. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you get caught cheating on your girl, she'll never think you with that audacity to do it again the same day.
Right.
Like that's what he basically, the Patriots are like, yes, Roger Goodell not even gonna be at this game. Of course we cheating.
Can they prove it? That's the Patriots model, man. If you can't prove it, then we ain't cheating.
And the Steelers not even gonna file a complaint. A formal complaint. They said they submitted all the information, but they said, yeah, they're not even gonna file a complaint with the NFL. Cause I mean, what would they do?
Right, it's not gonna matter.
I bet Roger Goodell be ducking, like when he just be hoping nobody gonna fuck up. Cause it's like if you send something to his office right now, what can he say?
The Rooney's tired of the Patriots owner. What's their name? The Rooney's
Kraft.
Yeah, Kraft. They tired of him, man. They just like, man, fuck him. You know what? When I see him in the streets, I get him in.
Yeah,
but they tired of him, man.
So yeah, he says. He looked aggravated as Martin did on that episode where he thought someone stole his new CD player.
Oh,
the New Jack City episode. Sit. Lay. He also insinuated that this wasn't the first time the Patriots have messed up the headsets in their stadium. What do you guys make of it? Was Tomlin being a sore loser or were the Patriots up to their old tricks? Both. Because that shit still ain't had nothing to do with that defense they wasn't playing on Gronk. How Gronk get open three times, dog? Like, not even a person on him. You telling me you just forgot the defensive play because the headsets was broke? That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, it's bullshit, man. Like, nobody on the field was thinking, oh, we should probably check the best nigga on the field. Like, you need a play call for that? Like, oh, man, we didn't play call to check the tight end, so we just left him open again. Like, I think it was both, man. And also, they field goal kicker missed two field goals.
Yes, he did.
Nobody want to talk about that, but that shit would have changed the whole game. They would have lost by 1 point last night.
Who had their field goal kicker on?
He's brand new. Think they got one, he got hurt. They got another one, he got hurt.
I mean, so. I wonder if he drafted in the fantasy league.
Oh, I don't know. But I imagine he'll be dropped this weekend.
Now, ain't that the truth?
Monday,
with that negative 2 points you got for him.
Tuesday can't get here quick enough. Also, Rod, are you buying into the hype surrounding your team and Sam, Tin Man, Bradford? He had a strong preseason. No, I'm not buying any of it.
Yeah. And I can't believe D'Angelo Russell. No, ain't that his name? Which no, one? Williams. D'Angelo Williams for the running back for the
Oh, yeah.
Because when by the time I got to the crib, it was like right going into the fourth, and he already had 100-something yards and a touchdown or something else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I believed it. I believed it, absolutely. I
was shocked he wasn't injured already, too.
Dog, I believe it. This is the perfect situation for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got good blocking. He got a good coach.
Right, he didn't have that shit here in Carolina.
And in he only got to play this hard for 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, the other nigga come back and he could go right back to being like, all right, man, well, my hamstring gonna be it's gonna be injured for 6 weeks, so I'm gonna be game time decision for the next 6 weeks. Like, this is a perfect situation for him, man. He can go right back to doing what he wanted to do. He was running strong, though.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
It was week, it's week one, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, everybody's still holler fresh.
At me week six, because he old, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's running back old.
10th year.
Yeah, so I gotta wait for him to like really get like 3 or 4 hits on him, and then when, you know, we get that first questionable with a knee, that first, you know what I'm saying, like questionable return, that's when we'll know. But yeah, I didn't think that it was that he couldn't run. I just think Carolina's play calling and blocking is terrible.
Yes, it is.
Because it really don't matter who's behind that line. I always thought in Carolina that got really overlooked, but it really didn't matter who was behind the line for the most part. Mm-hmm. They never really had good running backs. I think Steven Davis, even Deshaun Foster had one good year. Like, they've never been able to sustain a good running attack, in my opinion. And no, I'm not buying any Eagles hype. I mean, come on. Sam Bradford. Our quarterbacks are Sam Bradford and Mark Sanchez, which means our quarterback is Mark Sanchez. That's really what that means. So no, can't get excited about that. Anyways, I appreciate the show. You guys are the most consistent sports podcast out there, LJ-esque. Thanks, LJ. And lastly, Dr. Dostak says, a Gronking to remember. Howdy, Rod and J. Lolo Jones. I hope all is well.
You just want some, but you can't get none.
I hope all is well with y'all on this fine Friday afternoon. Shouts out to Gronk for getting me those points last night as all 8 feet of him grabbed those ducks out the air. I'm going to avoid outright talking shit to Justin because I have Russell Wilson in like 3 of my other leagues. Y'all ever deal with the frustration of playing against someone you have in other leagues? All the time.
Yep.
Shit, I be doing all kinds of math Sunday afternoon now. All right, I need this nigga to get 2 touchdowns, but don't throw none of them to his tight end. And I need the defense to score. Plus, I need him not to get 3 touchdowns because that'll make me lose my other game. So, yeah, it's a beast. One of my minor regrets was that I went with a terrible PWI in Cleveland instead of a HBCU that I also got into. One reason is because I've seen the HBCU marching bands are lit. That's true.
Yeah.
Although I did see somebody had a marching band controversy where they made the Jayhawks suck a dick. Did you see that? Did y'all see that? Jayhawk.
Oh. I heard the story, but I never saw the video.
I saw the picture, man. They tried to lie and say it was the Enterprise. It's like, nah, see, it was actually the Jayhawk was, well, it in the Starship Enterprise, but it's like, but what would that, how would that make sense that those two things are happening at the same time? You know what I'm saying? Like, it still didn't make sense as a program. Here you go. As you can see, the Kansas City Jayhawk, the Kansas Jayhawk or whatever, and then the Enterprise going into his mouth like a dick. With testicles and everything.
It do look like a spaceship.
It does look like the Enterprise.
They did a good job with it, but
yeah,
it also still looks like a dick and balls.
Right. Like, I'm not denying, like, some people try to be like, but it don't look like the Enterprise. Oh, no, it does. You just never seen the spaceship Enterprise. But what it also looks like is that Kansas thing is sucking somebody's dick. So, can we just not have to pretend like, like the lie is the truth.
Right. And all they had to do was tilt it down a little bit and it'd have been a whole different story. Like, it looked like you said, it's flying straight to his mouth.
Yeah, and I guarantee it made no fucking sense in the program other than to be like, look at this clever way that it's sucking some dick. So maybe White Marching Man's got some ratchet in them too, man.
I think, and when the person that developed it, it looked different when you actually on the field looking at it versus
it does.
Up in the stands.
It completely.
But it's designed for the view from the people in the stands.
But I don't think they.
Oh, you mean the people on the field might not have known? Like the actual.
Yeah, like.
A lot of times you don't, because I've been in Marching Band, you don't. All you know is that you need to be at this spot. Like, basically, it's marks on the field that you're trying to make it to.
Yeah.
And they just kind of forming the pictures according to how everybody's moving across the field. So, yeah, you out there, you don't really know what the fuck it looks like because you're out on the field.
Yeah. I mean, Black Marching Band is completely different from White Marching Band anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But
White Marching Band, which what I did is roll a heel toe, and all that shit. Yeah.
It's like watching a Civil War reenactment.
Basically, with instruments.
Yeah. Black Marching Band is like watching fucking. Like, damn, they fucking that drum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They beating hell out of
it's
it.
It's the funnest, man. It's really, like, honestly, man, I don't know if I ever saw the fourth quarter of any football game in my college years, all five of them.
No.
Like, I feel like I've left that after halftime every single time. I was like, oh, yeah, fuck that drum. All right, man.
That's all I came to see.
I don't give a fuck who's winning.
Right, and John was the drum major, so, you know, basically seeing him do his thing, like, all right, time to go.
Yeah. So he says, nigga, what team can lose when that band is playing Pastor Troy? In light of, I mean, that's the thing. You gonna lose because you going to HBCU, so you probably gonna lose depending on who you playing. But you can't say you didn't have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, you go to the motherfucking basketball game and they start hitting you with that motherfucking dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun
dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun And a lot of those girls ain't gonna be built like the Black girls are.
They probably not even doing the freaking.
Right. Like,
they probably just
be the same. Yeah, it's still gonna be straight and stiff. Like, yeah. It's not gonna be actually no movement behind it. You know, with our shit, we don't count. With that shit, it's gonna be like, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Like, we had entire, like, breaks at our basketball games that was like, mm-hmm. It would it'd be time out, and then it, like, the song that they, the chant would just be like, oh shit.
No. For like 2 minutes, the whole time.
That'd be the whole thing.
Now, right. Early on when we first was doing the podcast, one time you had a video, you pulled up a YouTube video of an HBCU, what it looked
oh,
like.
Oh yeah. I don't remember.
So I don't know that anybody has ever seen that video, like, for the archive shows.
Yeah.
Cause that was so special.
Yeah, man, I don't even know what to say to look it up, man.
I think it was you, I, and Will on the episode. You know, obviously Karen.
Yeah.
And we was discussing that, like.
But I remember because it was the Aggies. It was A&T.
Okay.
Was it like, it was like a home, it wasn't homecoming, but it was like a,
It was like
they fall home. I mean, they spring homecoming or something like
that. It was like the people on the side dancing. It wasn't even like a dance, like, it was nothing official is what I'm saying. It's like the section of their basketball games right. Where niggas party. That was, it didn't have a name. Like, it does have a name, but I'm saying I don't know the name of it. It was just like.
A&T student section.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, like, niggas was just like, yeah, it was like Aggie student section dancing maybe. But them niggas was just like getting in the middle of that basketball game. Didn't nobody care about the fucking score?
Right, because that's one thing of what I love about HBCUs. Most people just party, like.
Damn, this shit pulling up Texas A&M. Nigga, what? Don't nobody.
You might need to say A&T.
Yeah, man. I see that, Karen. I'm just saying. I'm surprised anything came up with that. Yeah, I think it was this one. A Night in the Dog Pound, maybe. was this it? Yeah, AAT 2006. So let me see, I put this in the chat for y'all. Yeah, it was like, what you gotta do to get the, basically the dog pound riled up, just have a opposing player foul out. Yeah, cause that means party time, dog. You did the same thing at FSU, but not as good as A&T did it.
I remember this.
They are so crunk. Everyone in the gym jumping.
Yes. They stepping in everything.
Nigga, they might be down 50. It don't matter.
It don't matter. All they know is we partying.
Chillin' is just doing club dance.
And by the way, this is gonna happen till this nigga sits down. Yep, cause you foul out and then you try, like the dudes would try to stand up, but they make the party go longer.
Yes.
So like you gotta, so like, with like, I know at our school we used to just be like, ah, ah, like all the way until they sit down. Then when they finally sit down, we're like, sit down. But like some people would try to like fight it on some like, nah, I'm not gonna sit down on purpose.
And all you do is just make people party
until
harder.
The crowd's so crunk, and then it's like, man, and then the coach would be like, man, you gonna
sit your ass down so we can move on with this goddamn game.
Yeah, the players
love it.
Oh yeah. But the other team, this be the road team that won't sit. They fucking,
they don't
ass
like it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So like some of them would be like, let me just sit down right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
yep.
But yeah, like the ones that we try to be defined, we try like, they, like, you gonna have to sit down, nigga. We'll party for the rest of the half.
We don't give a fuck. We ain't got nowhere to go and nothing to do.
Right.
A night in the dog pound is real.
Yep. It said another player fouled out. Maybe the dog pound cut him a little slack. Yeah, right. Play it again, Sam. But yeah.
I'm hype all over again. That killed your missile back up.
Yeah! That song you've been saying.
Now see, I don't even know the song. That is what, because I think it's different at day school, but that is a player that sat down right away. You see what I'm saying? You see how quick that one was?
Maybe this one, I sit down.
Yeah,
maybe
it sounds like they're saying something, sit down. Like, I sit down. Like, something.
Go sit down.
Yeah. See, he must have sat down right away, like, fuck this. Nope.
The music stopped, but the crowd still hype though.
Right.
I mean, he kind of robbed them of their party. It's the only way to really win the game. Because if you try to pull the like, ain't nobody telling me what to do. Oh, it's going to be a party.
They are starting the game back. They still partying.
And this fourth quarter, they still drunk.
Sometimes.
This is fourth quarter when a player fouling out.
Sometimes it doesn't even take a player ejection to get the pound in a frenzy. Oh shit. What happened? Somebody called timeout? Yep, with these cats, any given timeout is a ground for celebration.
Walk it out! Oh, the announcer crunk.
Walk it out.
Oh shit.
Walk it out. He's like, I'm walking out.
Oh shit, look at the white tee. Oh shit.
That's a frat. Yo, even the cheerleaders are dancing. They not doing a coordinated shit either. No. They just dancing like
time regular. Out?
Yeah.
Imagine what that would be like for a white person first time in that environment.
Oh, man.
It might be sensory overload, but this is the shit that we do. That's one thing I loved about being at a HBCU.
Yeah, so, you know, y'all didn't miss out on much. Just shit like this.
Just a party for no reason.
That's a real party too, man.
Yeah, like that's why I be laughing when they be like, Duke fans, the Cameron crazies, the most intimidating arena. I'm like, cause these niggas put their hands over you when you, like, right. they ain't walking it out when you right. foul out though. Yeah,
fucking just jumping up and down and shit. Come on.
Like, it's more intimidating when you down, when you actually, up 20 in the team and the damn people don't give a fuck about what's happening.
Right.
Like, oh, nigga.
Or what's even more intimidating, when your ass losing and somebody blow the whistle and the whole crowd start dancing right. for no reason. You're confused the other team. Like, ain't we up 15? We is. Why are they partying? I don't know.
Cause I'm gonna be honest. I never expect for the Duke crowd to storm the court. But that yeah. right there, that yeah. seemed like the wrong song come on and they storming the court and it's gonna be a party and you're gonna have to get security to get them off
right.
from dancing.
Right.
Like they can end any single game they want.
Yep.
The DJ just gotta play the right Lil Jon song.
Right. Right.
Like, it's like, and it's about to go in the last free throw here and it looks like, you know, looks like they're gonna end up, winning the game. Oh shit. Turn it off! Turn it off! All you hear is gangster Grizzlies! Oh no! No, turn this shit down! Oh, the game is called. The game, we had to call the game. On the count of crunk.
On the count of crunk.
The third loss we've had this year, the crunkness. You play that
knuck if we buck. Yeah. After a hard foul on one of the home team players, he hit that hard foul.
That was a knuck if we buck.
I
probably
I
have heard that of it.
Knuck right. if you buck. Hold on.
Crowd, they coming on the court, then.
Yeah. Like, oh shit. That'll be, that is a traveling violation.
Traveling violation.
And the ball, they're taking the ball out of bounds now. Oh shit. Oh god.
You blind, bro. You blind. You fucking you. Blind, bro. Fucking dumbass, bro. You stupid motherfucker, you.
Talk about. Dog, that's all.
Fuck you up outside. What yep. you left of the game?
Been out watching your car.
That's not more intimidating than the,
Hey, I'm just saying. You hit that. Be like, yeah, that like, you know, oh, the ref calls a horrible foul. It looks like. Oh God. Oh God. John, pack your shit. We gotta go. Like, what happened to the announcers?
Right. You know, HBCUs, they selling fish plates at homecoming. So, you know, somebody uncle is munching on a fish bone, talking shit.
Them games at West Charlotte, when I would go see my little cousin play, the fish plates used to be good as
hell. Right. Take some mustard, put that shit on some right. raw plate. Some white bread.
Right. You don't get no choice.
You definitely get a slice of bread.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna get some white bread.
Right. And yeah, they don't care about your gluten-free ass. They gonna be like, it's all white bread or yeah. nothing.
Now you know you want two slices, but you get one.
Hey, they be giving
you two if you want to.
They don't be giving you no choice of bread.
Oh no. You know.
You can't get wheat.
Oh no, wheat.
I wish a nigga would.
Ask for wheat. They be like, wheat what?
Can I have my catfish on wheat? Okay. Okay, here's some white bread.
With some coleslaw and potato salad. Get your ass out of here. And tea, because it's included with the plate.
Boy, you know I went to school with your daddy.
Hey, man. Right. But then when he switched to Providence Day, their private school,
yeah,
had Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Right.
They had hot chocolate with the whipped cream on top.
Yep.
And the marshmallows.
Yep.
Like, but ain't nothing like you going to the black school. You mess around and get some croaker. You ask for some white and they be like, do my that shit with no bones in it? You ain't grown.
You getting the bone in.
Man, we had the cafeteria, but then we had the student cafeteria thing where like they, like a student diner.
Mm-hmm.
And you go there, man, they be making shit like liver mush sandwiches and shit.
Right.
Like, you can't just get that at UNC Charlotte, nigga. Right.
And you know, and
I wish you would ask them for some liver mush on a sandwich. They'd be like, what? What are both of those things?
Yes. And, one thing I did love about, Fairfield State is that, whoever they had cooking in the back knew how to cook some motherfucking grits. Cause you would come in there, it wouldn't play. The grits would have butter. The grits were the best.
I can't stand some runny crits.
So he says, why is it that they seem, also, do you have any experience with HBCU marching? Well, yeah, we just said so. Why is it that they seem so much different from the majority of PWI bands? I don't know. It's like, yo, I don't know. I'll never know that. Cause white
I
people
think it's a culture
that,
thing.
White people in the bands in white schools are like the people that get picked on by the people in the bands at black schools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cause I went to, basically we did the Hill Tone and all that shit. And, you know, like if we play West Charlotte, you know, we'd be out there, you know, and making formats and shit. Cause, you know, tomorrow, cause we going to be traveling and going to competitions. West Charlotte get out there, you know, they twerking, they breaking it down, they girls got all these sparkles and shit on, and we be watching them like, I wish we could do that.
Yeah, I have no idea though why that is, or why everybody at the HBCU could do it, because some of those people have to come from places where they were in the heel toe band,
right?
But then they get there and they be like, "Nah, we not. No, you gonna learn to fuck this clarinet.
You actually need some rhythm."
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't make the squad. I'm just saying, have you ever fucked a drum? Because you gonna be humping your drum, like you gonna be humping it. Is we're not gonna be out there doing the shit the other way.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. No. You literally will. Your drum will be going up in the air while you out there playing.
Your drum is not pregnant by mid-season.
you're gonna have your
scholarship gone, son.
Yeah. Like I love HBCU marching bands, dog. Like the battle of the bands with the black people is way better. Than the shit with the white people be using computers and shit. You know, we computer digitally, we put into the program that we, I'm like, whoo. See, we got the Starship Enterprise. First of all, the black, half the time, the fucking, black man got a DJ.
Yes.
So like when it starts.
The announcer is the DJ.
Yeah, when it start off, it be like, give it up. To the most magnificent,
yes!
The most funkadelic,
yes,
the temptation across the nation, the Fairfield State FSU Bronco Pride, and then they just start with fucking like some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nope, you gotta get a drum major shout out.
Yeah,
don't forget about the drum major that says it all.
Hey, I'm
that
saying
that nigga can dance. Oh, that nigga can dance.
I'm saying that shit happens like at song three. You know what I'm saying? Like they hit you with the like, and now for your entertainment, the Fairfield State Broncos, da, 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 and then just start with the, oh shit. And then after they start humping for a while, then they start switching up songs, and they got like a little thing for each one where it's like, yes, it is September, and that means football is back, but don't forget, you gotta get into the groove.
Yes! Come on, crowd. We see y'all out there with your grandmas.
You see the drum major doing some shit you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, y'all know y'all want to groove with us tonight.
Baby, that young man is getting hot. That young man can work it. I be like, damn, how did a dude learn to dance that good? Because I still only know the two-step.
Right. So, yeah, they do that shit. And then by, like, the third time, they be like, the drum so-and-so is John Smith and he is this and that, and you know, like they go, like it's a whole, like I said,
it's a show.
After that shit you can go home.
Yep.
White people be there for the game. They don't understand. They be like, but it's still closed. I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck. You want to go get something to eat or not?
Right.
We can get the score when we get back.
Yeah, I'm trying to beat this parking lot rush.
Right.
Right.
We all about to be leaving. I don't think you understand. Yes. It's about to be you and the football team.
Right. And the people that got to be there and their parents. That's about it.
Like, literally, the band might leave at halftime. They might as well just march all the way back out to the bus.
And Montez is home.
Justin, since Super Drake is one of you people and he has a habit of supporting teams and losing, will light-skinned folks disown Super Drake if his presence somehow derails Serena? Or is Serena Williams' greatness so great it can overcome the beige losing curse of Super Drake? And I'm calling him that since Drake and that beard came together like Kami and Piccolo.
First of all, I'm not going to dignify any of your light-skinned slander. You just keep watching the show, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You just enjoy the show. Just hope he never comes to your hometown and sees your girl. because apparently he out here taking everybody woman.
Did either of y'all play sports video games? If so, what would y'all say is the most ridiculous thing y'all ever saw in one of them? I'm torn between Mike Vick from Madden 04 and NBA 2K games that don't accurately program James Harden's inability to dribble to the right or have a dentist.
Dennis, oh Lord.
I'm gonna say this, man. There's only one right answer to this, and that's Super Tecmo. I mean, that's Tecmo Bo.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson. There's no other, nothing else would be more ridiculous than that ever.
Yeah, all the Nintendo sports games.
Yeah.
Because even the basketball game when he would fucking dunk it from way out 3-point line.
Yeah.
Or that 3-pointer in the top right corner that you never miss.
You know what's crazy though? Even with those games, they didn't have one person. Even when Michael Jordan was playing, you didn't have one person that was so fucking good. You had to quit if the person picked them. Like, basically the rule was if you pick Bo Jackson, I'm not playing against you.
Right.
It wasn't fair.
You had to get San Francisco and get one of their running backs.
Dog, I tried everything. I've tried playing with the Eagles, being Randall Cunningham. It's even with all that, even with me being able to put up some points, it's not the same as every time you get the ball, you can score a touchdown with Bo Jackson.
That Ronnie Lott, man. That was the only option was San Francisco, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Even Lott didn't have the same attributes that Bo did. It was just like, put it this way. If Oakland got the ball last, they was going to win. Yep. That's just what it was, man. It was stupid, man. Tecmo Bo is the most I don't even know why Japanese people let that happen. I hope y'all have
a great... That's why they suffering now?
Yeah, that's why they're suffering now.
No disrespect.
Mm-hmm. I hope y'all have a great weekend, great show. Peace, y'all. Thanks,
peace.
Man.
Hey, man, stop this light skin slander. It's getting ridiculous now. Yeah. Hey, first is yes. Goddamn Blake Griffin. Just let us win. Just let us shine.
Yes, yeah, and Serena with all her chocolate. Yeah, she enough. Drake gonna be all right.
Yeah,
but she did lose today. So
let's talk about.
It might be the curse.
Let's talk about.
Oh, he better not be.
So now Justin is saying that it is the curse. Nope. What's going on now?
I'm just saying. Sound like it might be a little validity to his statement, but you got to break it up.
Only one person of the top 50 people picked. Wait, hold on. No. I take it back. It is more than that. So 49 people got last night's game right in Pittsburgh Pick'em. 49 people.
How many in the so how many?
There are about I can't tell the exact number, but less than 100, more than 50. I'll put it in the chat in case none of y'all have joined, but Pittsburgh Pick'em League is active.
It say 70 plus on the group size.
Okay. So we got over 70. And the Pisky Pick'em link, look in the chat. I just put it in there. You can click it yourself.
Oh, no. I'm trying to get to your page. I'm already in it.
What are you talking about? Get to my page or what?
What you're looking at. I don't know what page you're looking at.
Pisky Pick'em?
Okay.
Is my group's TBGWT. I just put a link in the chat.
You see the it's in the blue can. Okay. That,
yeah,
that
it should take you to the exact group. So in case you guys haven't joined, you guys can do that. But, you know, and I put it in our Facebook group and other stuff too, but join and you know, the leader of the group. Oh wait, am I not joining this group? Yeah, join group. I wasn't even in it. I must check at least one box.
Yeah, that shit is confusing.
But I'm already in the group. It shows right here, group results.
Right. I think I put myself in three groups and didn't know how I got there.
Anyway, I'm in this group. So, join the group and, we'll take care of it. And
Canuck Duke, straight out of Canada. That's his name.
No. Yeah, you can name your team, like, not just, like, cause one of them is your username, but then the other one is your team. Mine's Rod TBGWT. So make sure you guys do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can probably edit George Karen and change it to something else. Because I think people need to name it something that we can kind of associate with the show, because if not, we don't know who to give the prize to. And some people name their shit crazy shit that don't, I couldn't even tell if they listed the show or not. And then we brought it up on the Balls Deep and on the regular show, nobody responded. So nobody won anything last year.
Right. We was like, okay, guess you don't want your gift, dog.
Which is fine. Maybe they stopped listening to the show or something.
Yo, hood lawyer. We see you.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about it, man. Last night, of course, Steelers lost to the Patriots. I did not think there was any way that the Patriots are going to lose at home after Deflategate. So even if Brady wouldn't have played, that would have been the only way I would have picked not the Patriots. But it would have still been hard to pick against them.
I'm not picking the Patriots any of this season.
So Justin's 0-1?
Yeah. I'm not picking them.
All right, man. Maybe we...
Fuck Tom Brady.
You know what? Maybe we shouldn't go down these games. Sounds like you're not going to be doing too much analysis.
I mean, well, for the Patriots, I'm biased, man. I'm really tired of them cheating.
Yeah, because the way I look at it, each team, you know, you're dealing with balls. You're dealing with somebody flating balls and somebody putting their balls on somebody that they don't want. That don't want them.
That was awkward for me, but
Ben Roethlisberger was putting them balls on people.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't getting it at first, but okay, I get
them,
it now.
Yeah, they didn't want them, but he put them there anyway.
What is balls on you?
The Colts play the Buffalo Bills Sunday. I got the Colts.
Colts.
Yes, Colts.
Packers play the Chicago.
Even live in Buffalo? Do people still live there?
A handful of people, even though it's cold up there. Yes,
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, it's the first game of the year, so I wouldn't be shocked if Buffalo pulled that off, but I ain't betting on it.
Me either.
When are we gonna start saying the Colts quarterback not really that good?
I've been saying Andrew Luck is overrated, but I don't think saying he's not really that good, I think it's too far for me.
Because you don't think he's
overrated.
Some of it is his division, but that's not all it is to it. I mean, part of the problem I have with Andrew Luck is that he turns the ball over and nobody likes to talk about it, but anybody else that has flaws, they talk about it ad nauseum, and I think that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Especially with black quarterbacks, where it's like I can't talk about Cam Newton without someone bringing up, you know, any mistake that he does. But
he don't smile.
If you say Andrew Luck, you know, has a propensity to throw interceptions sometimes, people be like, oh no, fuck that. But you know, but anyway, last year he kind of acquitted himself on that front, so it's really, you know, nothing bad to say about the dude now. It's just I don't like the perception of him. Green Bay Packers against Chicago Bears. I'll just say this. I picked the Packers, but I'm not sure the Packers are going to be that good. Cobb is hurt. I think he's out this week. And Jordy Nelson's out for the season. So it's basically Devontae Adams and a bunch of niggas I never heard of.
I almost drafted Jordy Nelson just because he was at Green Bay. And I was like, mm-mm, I changed my mind.
I'm surprised you didn't draft him anyway.
Because, you know, Aaron Rodgers spread it around. I don't think I could ever draft any of his receivers.
Well, I mean, maybe the fact that he has no ACL.
Well, I mean, I didn't know all that about him. I don't keep up with the actual sports.
Oh, God.
I just have an opinion.
The Jets play the Browns.
Is that shocking?
Jets play the Browns. Did y'all both pick the Packers, by the way? Because y'all aren't.
Yep. Yes.
Come on, who not gonna pick the Packers against the Bears?
Browns play at the Jets. I picked the Jets.
I picked the Jets too. This was a difficult decision.
I only picked the Jets because Geno isn't playing.
But that's why I didn't want to pick them.
See, if his jaw would have been healthy, I definitely would have picked the Browns.
Because they don't have Vic and they didn't have Geno. It was like,
But you act like having Geno is a positive.
They cut Tebow.
Yeah, that was last year.
Tebow at Philly.
Yeah.
No, is it Philly?
Philly he got cut from. Yeah, Tebow wasn't with the Jets.
Which is terrible. I can't believe Philly did that.
Yeah, cut a while ago from the Jets.
Yeah, that was last year. Chiefs and the Texans. This is a tough one.
Chiefs.
Texans.
I picked the Chiefs.
I picked Texans since I got their defense.
Okay.
So I got to roll with them.
Seattle Seahawks and St. Louis Rams.
Seattle.
I went with Jesus. Had to go with the blood.
Yeah.
And that one.
The one that's not having sex.
The water. He claimed it's the water, not the blood.
It's the water. Oh, he turned wine to water.
He turned wine to water. Oh, my.
And he drinketh it. He too pure for that wine.
I mean, he was thinking about Sierra at the time and how wet she is. That's the only thing I can think of.
Miami Dolphins and the Washington Redskins. I picked the Dolphins. I picked the Dolphins. Justin?
Come on, man. You picked Washington.
You picked Washington?
Come on, you know I did.
Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Is Robert even playing?
No,
he's like the third string quarterback. What are we talking here?
Yeah, I'm going with Washington.
Here's my
they
prediction.
They might win. I'm going with
Washington. Here's my prediction for Washington. RG3 plays.
I think he get hurt on the sideline.
I think
before he
get hurt.
I think Kirk Cousins and Colt McCoy get hurt, and RG3 has to play the entire rest of the season.
What are the running backs gonna have to play quarterback? The receivers.
Hey man, if both the starting
ain't gonna be throwing the ball.
If both the starting quarterbacks got hurt, man, I bet they still wouldn't let him play.
Yep.
They probably won't. They gonna not watch him leave him off the roster, man.
Oh, he want black community support, and he turned them against him, mm-hmm. So he can't get it.
Why don't they just let him go?
Just
release him.
Cause the owner like him.
Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Carolina.
Let's go, Pam.
Same here. Damn. Lions at Chargers.
Chargers.
Me too. Saints play the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals has more people picking them in the poll.
Pick the Saints.
Cardinals.
I pick the Saints too.
As long as they got Drew Brees.
Brees, we trust.
Breezes.
Cincinnati Bengals against the Oakland Raiders. This one hurt to do.
Bengals.
I'm not going with the redhead, but you know, AJ, as long as AJ on the squad.
I pick Dalton on the road. So they know that's a loss. Denver Broncos at Ravens at Broncos. I pick Peyton and them.
Yep.
Broncos.
Got no Torrey Smith, man.
Tennessee Titans at the Tampa Bay Bucks. I pick Jameis.
I picked the Buccaneers.
I said you strong. Then I said we strong.
Then I said blue 39 Oklahoma.
That's why I need to change my name too.
That's gonna be Mariota versus Jameis. Like, that's a pretty good, you know. I wonder if they knew that was gonna happen when they made the schedule.
Probably not at the time.
Nope. Two number one quarterbacks. Dallas Cowboys against the Giants in Dallas.
Cowboys.
I wanted to pick ODB, but he out hurt, so we're gonna go with Dallas.
Yeah, I got Dallas
because then he out hurt. ODB?
No. Victor Cruz is hurt.
Odell
that's
not hurt.
The one that's hurt. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, right. John Beeson's hurt.
Cruz old.
Philadelphia Eagles in Atlanta. I got the Eagles.
I picked Atlanta.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, I won't be shocked if we lose. But I think it's early enough in the season for the Eagles to win. The Vikings play at the 49ers. Give me Adrian Peterson and them
Vikings.
Chow beating hand. And then my final score, because I had it 15-14 for the Vikings, but I'm going to change it because 49ers going to probably have a couple more players in prison by Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with 26-14.
I got a 14-7 Minnesota.
I got 28-7. I had to reverse it. 28-7.
You know what? I'm going to give them 10 because they will kick a field goal.
Good point.
But I feel like the ostrich is going to get one running touchdown.
Who's the ostrich?
Kaepernick.
Oh, is that what we call him?
You know, they always joke him running like an ostrich the way he be running.
That ain't bad. All right, man. Let's talk about the news.
Well, I don't know if that's what they call him, but that's what I...
Okay. Well, I like it anyway.
I don't know if I heard it from Turk or a sports announcer.
Yep.
Turk be with them jokes, man.
Yeah, Turk do be... She almost left you at the gym the other day.
That's what happened. What were you doing, Justin?
She was smiling about it, too.
I had to take my keys.
Yeah. He was about to get gone, man.
She was ready to go. And the ride was taking too long.
She was going to take it to the ostrich. It wasn't me taking too long. It wasn't me at all.
We normally walk out together, especially at that gym.
I'm saying she had made up her line to leave you way before that.
Oh.
I made a joke about something, and she started laughing a little too hard.
No, she was ready to go.
I was like, she about to leave, Justin.
She really was getting ready to leave.
I had to let Justin save his face. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, you know what? Actually, I'm ready to go too, Justin. I'm about to leave right now. So we shouldn't have no more problems. Everything's going to be okay. NHL Slava Voynov, held by immigration officials, deportation is on the table.
That's a soccer dude, right?
I said NHL.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm thinking about something completely different.
It's okay if you weren't listening to Karen.
My bad.
It's okay if you weren't listening.
It's fine.
You're probably used to it by now.
Yeah. Apparently, LA Kings star Slava Voynov could be shipped back to Russia after immigration officials took him into custody following his release from jail stemming a domestic violence conviction.
Oh, shit.
He pled no contest to misdemeanor corporal injury to a spouse stemming from an altercation with his wife at the Redondo Beach home back in October. Man, these hockey got some problems, man.
So confused. He did this crime in the U.S.
Yep.
But they won't let him leave Russia for the crime he
committed. No. He's in the U.S. They might ship him back to Russia.
Oh, okay.
Right. They're like, you got to go home.
But, yeah.
Hell, but, you think he really want to go back to Russia?
I don't think he wants to, but I mean, that's why you don't do crime.
Right. So he better do what Ray Rice did.
After doing his time behind bars, U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement swooped in and took him into custody. He's now being held in an undisclosed location.
Oh, so he did his time, and it was an A-dog.
He threw that nigga at Guantanamo.
Yeah, you can't be in,
U.S.
commit crimes when you foreign, man.
He is being held without bail, waiting for his case to be called in front of an immigration judge who could send the NHL star packing, and which could turn into create huge problems for the LA Kings. Damn. Well, this is a week ago. I wonder what happened.
No.
Let me do my Googles. If it's an update.
I thought this would never happen in that sport.
Well, you know, people.
And know what they said? And know what the NHL guy said? Not our sport. That's the NFL problem.
Yeah, people always assume that because it's whiter, it's better. Them niggas some thugs.
Yeah, they are. Even with tennis, they fight.
They said the LA Kings players want no part of the Slavoj Knob decision.
Right.
They already like, who? Nah, never heard of him, man. Never heard of him.
Nah, he is off the roster.
Like, you don't want to drop a quote? Nope.
Mm-mm.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Nope. It was all good just a week ago.
They have no idea if he's going to make it back this year because it could take, you know, a long time for the trial to even happen.
Right. He probably going to remain over there in Guantanamo until they make up their decision. So, no.
Independent neurologist resigns after the RG3 decision. By the way, he was cleared to play today. Here's the thing, though. What happened? He got a concussion in that first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
He was out. He came back. He was cleared to play. Then he got moved to third string, and then it was like he's not cleared to play. What?
That's what happened when, in my personal opinion, when the team hires the doctors for the players, and you literally don't have somebody independent that's not your the company, the team in the NFL is not fucking. Well, the NFL can play, but like the team is not paying the doctor to do their job. You actually need somebody independent from separated from all that.
I don't think Karen is even listening to what we're saying.
I'm not.
Report: independent neurologist resigns at the RG3 fiasco. So it was an independent neurologist. It wasn't a team doctor or anything. It was an independent.
Why
dude.
He resigning?
He cleared Griffin to play, then said the next day that he couldn't play. So then he resigned and will no longer work with the NFL.
Because he ain't really that independent.
Going
forward. Right, that was my thing. I was like, well, you don't sound like you... Somebody.
I mean, he's technically an independent. I don't know what that means, necessarily. I don't know that means his check... Like, does his check say NFL.com on the end or not? I don't know.
He's a contract employee. That's what that
right.
means. He's getting the I-9.
Well, he resigned from the neurological consulting program operated by the NFL and NFL Players Association.
Right. If it's operated by them, he's an employee.
Mm-hmm.
Independent my ass.
He said he will continue to consult with Griffin until he's fully clear to return to the field. Otherwise, he is done working with the NFL. It's unclear why he decided to stop working with them, which is said that its reliance on independent neurologists like him is an important part of keeping players safe after suffering concussions. But whatever the reasons, it's a bad look after the situation with Griffin has been thoroughly botched from the beginning. Man. Yeah, that nigga quit, dog. Like, that makes
deal with that pressure.
Yeah, to me, it makes it sound like a dude who's like, yo, I got real clients and shit to do. Let me know when y'all are ready to stop playing.
Right.
Because, you know, in a lot of sports, you get a concussion, it can be the end of your season, end of your career. Football's the only one where you get a concussion. It's like, well, of course you'll be back next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you underwent the concussion protocol at halftime. He'll be back. Like, what?
Hey, man.
Your head hit your skull, dog. Come on.
Is this his third concussion? Because he got one, like, towards the end of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as soon as you get back in the contact mode again, you get another concussion? Nah, that's... That's the dude that played for the Broncos and the Patriots, concussion prone problem, and that's not cool.
Yeah, you, the white dude.
You like Robert is what, 24, 25, mm-hmm. and he already done had, man, come on, just go ahead and retire with this NFL money. Hopefully you can get into broadcasting. You might have to cut them braids, permed out braids, but
yeah, because his body's messed up, man. He'll never recover from those injuries.
His body and his mind, like that's his brain.
Maybe he saw that concussion movie already.
maybe
this is wrong, throwing these boys back out here. Jessica Mendoza just got a raise and just got a new job. Jessica Mendoza will now be announcing for ESPN baseball in place of Curt Schilling, who they had to sit down for the whole season for loving them Nazis.
That's gonna be interesting.
Nope.
You know how dudes is about their sports and when titties get involved.
It's just so funny because she only gets a chance because a man fucked up so bad.
Right. Other than that, she wouldn't even be fucking considered.
Yeah, and I've heard games with women announcers, and to me, I can't tell any difference, and I never understood why people felt like announcing needs to be left to men, because it's like, also, like, how come that's not considered, like, gay in the bad way? You know what I mean? I only want burly men telling me about the game. I don't want no woman coming in here talking about some, look at the balls on the field. What's wrong with you?
It's that thing you said, man. The football is the only sport that's, the culture is bred for you to be gay, but it's so homophobic.
Yeah.
Right.
At the same time, it doesn't make sense. They have an open shower and locker room for you to just check out each other. They slap each other on the ass after every play.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be gay.
You shower with me, Jackie? Please.
All right. And a lot of people, especially a lot of men who have problems with women announcers, all you're saying is that they're not smart and dumb, and how can they be intelligent enough to analyze the game?
They wear the tightest pants on their uniforms.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
Them thick thighs and penis prints. Come on.
Cam Newton responds to backlash over his quote unquote thug Instagram photo.
Is that a thug Instagram photo?
Let me
I thought it was in Africa for a second with that outfit.
Me too.
How can I?
Is it a headscarf?
From
here it look like a headscarf. I mean, it might be different once you post the photo.
Yeah, let me see if I can put this in the chat for you guys to look at. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know how it works with Instagram. If the picture will show up or not. Because it's looking like it might not. Let's see.
I'm shocked you was able to get the photo that big. But you know what? It's because I'm looking it on my phone. You can't enlarge it on Instagram on your phone.
Well, I'll put it out there if you guys want to see it. But it's him and his crew, basically. And just a crew of black dudes. And they just basically posing for the camera. And he wrote, different father, different mother, same struggle. We hustled them, my brothers. One love. Yesterday, Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton posted a love photo on Instagram with his friends. As you can see, some of them look like long lost members of the 90s rap group Onyx. Donning bandana scowls, waving finger guns in the air like cold-blooded killers because real killers pack their finger guns everywhere, you know.
this photo is a truck too, man.
It is, man.
Cause this shirt Cam got on with these shorts is so 1980s.
Ill.
When you're living single in a 90s kind of world.
Yes.
It's a long sleeve shirt rolled up. It's silk. In the middle of the summer.
And pretty sure those are shorts.
Yes, they're shorts.
He don't even got on pants. He got on shorts.
But look at the one side of the shorts.
Yes.
His right eye left at the bottom half.
Martin!
But how old is this photo, though? Because look at the other dude's shorts beside him.
Recent. Mm-hmm. Look like he's going to be like, I want to sex you up.
Yeah.
All night.
Martin!
Yes, man, 1980s.
It's so comical, 90s. Man.
Yeah, his boys with the bandanas on and shit, like, on their face, which is, and like
hilarious.
Yeah, it's like three or four of them. Anyway,
I will say this though.
Yes,
it's good for him.
That's why people don't like his black ass.
He dressed a little different, but good for him.
Yeah,
I love Cam Newton.
Man, I saw this porn parody of Martin. And,
oh Lord,
I'm not about to watch porn on here, but the actual they have actual songs as part of the parody.
Oh Lord,
I don't know if it's on YouTube though.
Before you play that,
yeah,
this picture Photoshop, man.
What are you talking about?
This picture Photoshop.
Why are you saying that?
Look at the tire with no hubcap or rim.
That's somebody's car. They're obviously standing in front of somebody's car.
But then look at the palm tree or whatever type of tree that is in the back. It don't look real. Like, that tree don't match the rest of the scenery with the other trees.
You are way too into this picture.
It don't look real, man.
What are you talking about?
You see that tree beside the dude just standing on the car with the black shirt?
Yeah.
The tree to the right?
To the right, yeah.
That tree don't look like the rest of the scenery. It don't match. Half of the picture got to be Photoshopped. And where those other dudes get the Cam Newton silk bandanas? They bandanas all match. Like, it's like he showed up with a group of bandanas or something for the crew. It don't match. This picture off somehow. It's just off.
Why did I pick you to do the show with, man?
The picture don't make sense to me. Does he have on goggles? The one dude got on some snow goggles. What is that? And where did Cam Newton find these 3D shades from? They look like the 3D shades you get from the movie theater. This picture's off. It's something about this picture, man. It's Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he was playing with Photoshop and just put it on there.
It's better than that Richard Jefferson photo with his boys.
I know you're talking about them at the beach.
On that boat.
I gotta listen to the show.
it's definitely better than that crew photo. Anyway, so his section filled up with a bunch of ignorance as outraged white people began to call him a real gangster name, Thug. And his band of not so merry men, thugs and gangsters. In retort, people of all races jumped in to defend Cam against those stereotyping him based on a single innocuous photo. In hindsight, it almost appears that Cam was looking to get this kind of reaction out of people because he followed that photo with the next one, along with a lengthy chastising caption. And let me see if I can give you guys a link to this one. But it's all the same dudes in the photo. And they're now in suits, including Cam Newton, who's in a bow tie, a suit with a bow tie, a tuxedo. And he says, I know where I'm going and I know the truth, and I don't have to be what you want me to be. I'm free to be what I want, which is a quote from Muhammad Ali. Before you begin to judge, one, everyone in the previous post has a degree and is well educated. Do/are you? Two, I am who I am, and why are you so judgmental? By the way, he made that two different words. In 2015, he put in quotes, are you afraid of what you don't understand? If you don't understand, why throw shade? Speaking on something you don't know about for people who don't understand the meaning of throwing shade. Now, with all that said, I could really care less what you think of me, or what, you want me to be. Three, is this picture better for you simple-minded people who are quick to judge something/someone when you are no better than the next person? Something to think about. Two pictures, same people in both pictures. What do you see, or what do you want to see? There are a bunch of question marks. In the famous words of the Jokers, why so serious, my killer? Then smiley face and love. So...
It's only like five people in this second picture, Cam. You had like eight. What mm-hmm. other three dudes?
Yeah, I feel like, I feel like he might have just...
Why didn't they go ahead? Now, see, this is the picture I would have liked to see with the bandanas and the finger guns. It would have been a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
That last picture just wasn't right.
Whatever,
he had
man.
Water. He had water in one dude's hand instead of a 40. I don't believe it.
I like Cam Newton, and I like the point he was making. Gilbert Arenas, former... Oh, what did you say, Karen?
I said me too.
Former assistant convicted of stealing $2.1 million from the player.
Well, damn.
Yep. Between 2006 and 2012, John A. White was a personal assistant, one of those people close to Gilbert Arenas. All the while, he was siphoning money off the NBA star to the tune of $2.1 million.
I will say this is better than Tim Duncan money.
Tim say he ain't even know it was gone.
So Gilbert more on top of his money than some of these other people.
He be doing that checkbook, right. Balancing it.
Right. Use that Oprah rule. She be like, I sign everything.
White stole money during a period from 2008 to 2011, making unauthorized bank transfers from Arenas accounts into three accounts of his own. He was found guilty of 11 accounts of wire fraud for theft. The money funnel from Arenas was not reported in White's and his wife's joint income tax returns during that span, resulting in four additional counts of filing a false tax-related document. The judge can give out up to 20 years per wire fraud charge.
Did you say he did three of them?
Yep. While it's 3 years per tax document.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Which could be a lot of years.
You ain't never getting out, dog.
Arenas
they charged his wife, too, or just him? Well, she might not have known.
I don't know. Arenas will be fine. He hasn't been on the NBA court since 2012, but thanks to stretch provision of the Orlando Magic, they are still sending him checks.
Of course.
Get that money, dog.
I like how they say he'll be fine. Like he ain't, like $2.1 million just a little bit. Like, it's just 2.1. Like, he still might be like, man, nah, I'm still mad.
That's
fuck him.
Lot. That's a lot of money.
No, it ain't fine. Nigga took my $2 million.
Because he paid the taxes on it.
Yeah. And you know, my girl, want my baby mamas, want they money. Got baby mama saying they my baby mama, they ain't my baby mama. Just try to help them get on Love and Hip Hop basketball. Steelers player Marcus Gilbert denies relationship with thirsty groupie Kat Stacks after she puts him on blast.
Oh shit.
I thought she got kicked out of the country.
Right?
She's still
also,
around.
Who is still fucking with Kat Stacks? She looks like trouble.
Yeah, she does.
Not the good kind.
All that's tattoos.
Like, now that, once you graduate to the face tattoos, it's really like, it's over in the groupie game. You know what I mean? Like that, like that's just a sign of like, you know what? I like easy pussy so much. I just don't care what it looks like. Look at her. She like she been in prison for 75 years. She had the same tattoos as the Sons of Anarchy.
What is that? Game?
Game God? And then she got a cat, like some Egyptian pyramid shit going on her neck. Her face got several tattoos on it, including the teardrop. She didn't kill nobody.
Is that a crown on the side of her eye?
Yep.
And a Winnie the Pooh on her neck.
What? She just looks nasty.
None of those things go together.
And she got the kind of boob implants where there's no slack in your chest. So there's no cleavage that be had. You know what I mean? Like you just, it's like just putting two basketballs in your chest or whatever.
You can't touch those. It's no, yeah, it's like, no give.
It's going to pop. Like I'm going to touch your titty and it's like, oh God, someone give me some gum to take this up.
All that being said.
Yeah.
She has to either A, get a really good head.
Well, that's what she said.
Or B, her pimp game is on point.
And she like she smells.
If her pimp game on point, I can't be mad at her.
Like, pimp game? You, what is a pimp game?
She stayed getting the dude she want.
Does she? You say that, but we don't have any evidence to support this.
I mean, her life.
The only things we know of is her saying that she got men that are all men saying that, no, I did not fuck you.
Oh, Lord.
Those are the only people we know about.
They just don't want it publicly known.
Just a bunch of dudes being like, I did not fuck Castats. Please stop saying that. How good of a groupie can you be? So she thought it would be a smart idea to post her business with the NFL baller on Instagram. She called baller Marcus Gilbert an ex, claiming the two dated a year ago based off of one picture with her. It's just her in the picture with him. It don't even look like they together.
Oh, Lord.
It's like somebody walked up and said, oh my God, are you Marcus Sloan? Can I take a picture? And then she was like, that's my man.
Are those, did she even have tattoos in this old picture?
It's yeah, like, oh. She got it on her face tattoo. Oh, okay.
I couldn't see it from.
So she says, me and my NFL ex, Mark, it's NFL ex, NFL ex, that's how you would say it. Me and my NFL ex, Marcus Gilbert, offensive lineman for Pittsburgh, hashtag flashback Friday. This only got 138 likes and 138 comments. Man, she fell off.
She ain't that popular no more. Who was she with the first time to put her on?
Lil Wayne. Marcus couldn't let Cat's claim slide out without chiming in below. I was not your ex. It was just a photo. Would appreciate if she took this down. Not you, she. Then she responded, oh, sorry, let me edit the caption. You only put your penis inside me and bought me steak.
Oh, Lord.
Do you think Cat followed his request to take it down? Nah, no. The baller eventually had to block her.
Well, why is she only bragging about a steak dinner?
And she took a picture of him blocking her and said, Kanye shrug, block me, I don't care. We haven't had sex since last year. Get out my comments with your crap.
That's what he didn't want with his new girlfriend, knowing he was with Cat Stax.
Yeah. Wow. Well, if you put your penis inside someone and buy them steak, then that's your ex-girlfriend now.
Ah!
That's how that works, right?
He was like, we went together.
Apparently so.
We just fucked. I didn't know we was going to go.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't even like the steak or the pussy that much.
They were both
overdone.
No. What was done and what was it?
They were both. I like my steaks raw, but I don't like my pussy well done.
Oh, Lord.
I'll tell you that much. It was dry. Adrian Peterson alleged baby mama demands $2 million gets the stiff arm. A massage therapist who claims she was knocked up by Adrian Peterson has asked for $1.9 million to care for the kid of 18 years. But the NFL star fired back with a big fat no deal. TMZ Sports has learned Peterson was contacted by the woman's attorney in August, claiming the woman is convinced Adrian is his baby daddy and therefore needs to open his checkbook. In fact, the woman sketched out an outline breaking down how much she'll need over 18 years to the last dollar. Monthly support, $6,000 for 216 months. That's $1,296,000. Pre- and postnatal cost of
$30,000. Damn.
Health insurance costs $1,000 per month for 216 months. That's $216,000.
What kind of health care does she have?
For the baby.
$1,000 a month?
Yeah, $1,000 a month for a baby.
For health care?
I don't know.
Private, expensive.
Private school averaged $30,000 for 13 years. Uninsured health care costs, including mental health costs for a child, $3,000 a year.
Wait, mental health?
The count, so she already know the child gonna be crazy.
I already know my baby gonna have problems.
Attorney fees, $60,000. So how did she demand, how did the demand fly with Peterson's team? It didn't. Peterson's attorney fired back in response, rejecting the settlement proposal, but said if the child turns out to be AP, he will gladly agree to reasonable support. Peterson already has a legion of children, and his wife is currently pregnant with baby number 8.
Goddamn.
A legion of children.
Mm-hmm.
But they did say his wife.
Yeah. Well, he's married to the one who's giving up number 8. Someone, I think I read somewhere else that, like, this woman wanted, like, support for the baby that she had miscarried already or something.
Don't work like that, boo-boo.
Yeah. Like, I was like, really? Like, That seems like the opposite of how child support works. Yeah, alleged baby mama miscarries but still wants support.
Mm-mm.
How?
I don't know. That is a good question, but I don't know.
How does that work? You don't have the baby anymore. Also, what the fuck does this mean for his wife? Like, is his wife okay with this? Like, I'm pregnant with number 8, and then here comes someone claiming they had number 9. And then you're like, and your lawyer said, if you can prove it's ours, we'll take care of it, right?
Not that he didn't have sex.
Not that he didn't do it. Not that it's impossible. But if you got proof, he'll take care of it. And then you come back to your wife and be like, baby, don't worry, she had a miscarriage. Huh? But you was fucking her though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how y'all just go back to being normal after that? Y'all gonna hold hands again?
Barely so.
911 call provides new details involving Brown's offensive line coach. Now that's never good.
Right. 911 call. New details.
Oh, Cleveland.
Police report made public Tuesday morning was vague, but audio of the 911 call involving a woman who alleges that she was assaulted by Brown's offensive line coach, Andy Moeller, to release Tuesday paints a clear picture of why she called the police last Saturday night. He tried to strangle me and beat me up, the woman told the 911 dispatcher.
Oh, he was knocking out molars, apparently.
Is this the same dude that beat up that kid?
No, that was a Denver Broncos coach, assistant coach. The call was made while the woman was walking away from the house at around 9 p.m. on Saturday. I hate to do this to him, but I'm glad I made it out in time, the caller said. Man, she still's feeling sorry for his ass.
I was going to say, why do you hate to do it to him?
911. Hi, yes, the man that just tried to strangle me and beat me up, and I'm leaving the premise, and I got to get out of here quickly.
What city are you in, ma'am?
Berea, Ohio.
And it is?
No, it's the house is.
Okay, who is this man to you?
He's my fiancé.
Okay.
Not anymore, though.
All right. So you're out of the house now?
Yes, I'm walking down the street in my suitcase. I'm trying to get away.
Do you live with him?
I visit him frequently, but I'm really upset now.
Is he following you?
No. I don't think, I don't think he's coming out.
What's your first name?
Sandy.
Sandy, in which direction are you walking?
No.
Away, nigga.
I'm gonna try to get a ride.
I'm going 3 degrees north.
Sandy.
Yeah.
I got a compass.
In which way are you walking?
To the street that's outside of the neighborhood.
Boyfriend choked her.
Who are you talking to?
Who is that bitch you on the phone with?
Hey girl, can you get off the phone? What's going on? Oh, her boyfriend choked her. Oh, okay, never mind.
Is this like the State Farm commercial? The woman come down? Like, who you on the phone with? It's Andy from State Farm.
Can I get a soda? You want to go with me to the soda machine? I can't. Boyfriend choked her. Oh, okay, I'll come right back.
I'll come back with Cheetos later.
We smoke cigarettes later.
Towards Eastland Avenue, I think it is. Yeah, that's the street right out here.
Hey, you know what else? Like, well, you scared as fuck, man. You really don't have the time. Even though it is important, because, like, what if dude would have, like, chased her down and did something she ended up missing?
Right.
It would matter that her last name and what she was. And I wonder, part of me wonders if she still felt like she was trying to protect him.
Probably.
She said, it's my fiance. I visit him frequently. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. I'll be over here all the time.
It's not like they live together.
Come on, man. I would be like, I'll be over here all the time. They done whoop my ass again.
Sandy already said,
ex. Ain't taking it no more.
Sandy already said, ex fiance.
Oh, yeah. Now.
Right. You made that crystal clear.
Back to Maryland. Nowhere am I going to go live. My ex to go to a hotel.
Well, where do you live at?
Why you can't go home?
I live in Maryland, but we're in
Maine. You live in Maryland. Okay.
Oh, that's her typing. Okay.
What's your boyfriend's name or your fiance? What's his name?
Andy Moeller.
How do you spell the last name?
Moeller.
Okay. Andy.
I hate to do this to him, but you know what? I mean, I'm glad I made it out of there in time. I just want to get to the...
What you say?
She sound like an old grandmama the way she sound.
Sounds like older. Like,
he looks like an older dude.
But she sound like she got 15 years on him.
Well, she probably been crying and shit, and she just got choked.
I hate to do it.
Choke somebody halfway to death, they probably aren't gonna sound right.
What were you guys arguing about?
Well, she about to tell a lie.
It's sex related.
She about, all I know is she about to tell a lie. I don't know what it was, but whatever she gonna say is not what it was. Cause she had to come up with her lie real quick. It must be something real embarrassing.
He tried to do it.
He will live all deep and I don't do balls deep. I can't just gag on all that dick.
I'm trying to think. I don't even know what it was.
You don't even know what
it was. Y'all know what it was.
Getting, she knows. She don't want to say it right.
He found your phone. Saw them text messages. Whose dick is this?
The phone talking to my son, and he told me to be quiet. like to shut up.
Okay.
And so I got off the phone with him.
Is he getting drugs or alcohol?
No. Well, maybe some alcohol, but maybe no drugs.
Alcohol. What kind of alcohol?
Probably some beer.
Some beer? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Be honest. Was it a 40? what race is it?
Was there some weed?
Was it cognac?
I kept telling him to stop. Like, it's not a good move on his part.
Okay.
I just want to get to, I guess I have to go to a hotel by the airport. Can you give us the name of one so I can make reservations?
The officers are on the way there. You can do all that after they talk to you.
No, but I'm nowhere near the house and I'm not going back there.
Okay, you don't have to go back there. The officers are on the way. They'll look for you. They'll find you. You don't have to go back to the house. And maybe the officers could even take you to the police station so you can make a reservation.
No, I don't want to go to the police station. I just want to go to a hotel tonight.
Okay. That's amazing, man, that, like,
she really is scared.
She, right. She's just like, I need to get the fuck away from him. I'm not even thinking rationally. I don't care what happens. Just give me the fuck away.
Yes. Like I said.
Yes, Karen.
Yeah, she like, you called, so you know you need to do paperwork. She's like, fuck your paperwork.
Yeah. She's like, give me a hotel and...
they better come to the room.
Yeah.
So you can make arrangements to get a taxi to go to a hotel. Okay?
Damn, I kept telling them to... stop! And Melissa hurt me. I kept saying stop. At least I got out of the house.
she relived that shit right there.
I hate to laugh at her, but damn.
Nah, I'm sorry. I knew you would laugh.
Shit got real.
Can't help yourself.
Been violent before?
Yeah. Well, I hate to say that, but yeah, sure.
Okay.
So a cop will pass me now. Is he heading over there, do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure. Where are you at right now?
I'm almost at the corner of Eastland and Bagley.
Almost to Eastland and Bagley at the corner.
I just want to be.
You're not on Bishop anymore. You're on Eastland.
Yeah, Bishop is a very short street.
Yeah.
She just started walking it's. Like, you know, I'm glad she's okay and we can all like kind of laugh about it now, quote unquote, even though, you know, I'm not really laughing, but she was just traumatized like that. Mm-hmm. Like, she just needed to get the fuck away from him and whatever. And it sounds like she's not, like, he might not even get charged because she told police she wanted to drop the charges. But
yeah, that's why in some states they go, fuck that, we're pressing charges.
Yeah, the police forwarded the report for review anyway.
Right.
The names of Mueller and the woman were redacted from the report, and it remains to be seen if the Browns will reinstate Mueller if he's not charged. He was also suspended in 2011 by the NFL for drunken driving. He had 3 alcohol related incidents from between 2007 and 2011 and almost lost his job with the Ravens as a result.
Well, kind of good for them. I mean,
how many chances do you get?
Right.
No,
but
I mean?
You let this man a player.
Guess the race.
Yep. You wonder why Dr. Dostax follows this team and supports them. LeBron James reportedly helping adults pay to get GEDs.
Be mad.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you.
LeBron James.
No, not you, Karen.
Is about to take the whole city of Akron to school. Literally.
But I still wouldn't hire none of y'all motherfuckers because you still from Ohio and I know how y'all get down.
Anyway, man, that's a cool story. Yes. Getting those people GEDs.
Make them mad.
Get that good.
Because no matter what he does, somebody gonna find something to be angry about it.
Did y'all hear about the Texas high school football players that hit a referee?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, apparently the ref made a bad call and they decided to take the law to their own hands and hit the referee.
Yeah. Are they being charged?
I don't think so.
I mean, they say you gotta keep your head on the swivel when you're out there on the field, so he should have been paying attention.
Now they have alleged that he made racial slurs and that's why they hit him. It's also been said that the coach told them, I wish something would happen to that referee. So I feel like, why is the coach getting away with this? And right. He let one of them play the rest of the game taking him out.
He should let both of them play.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you shut the hell up, Justin.
And that includes Houston area football coaches. New at 6, Eyewitness Sports reporter David Nuno spoke with some coaches about this incident, and David joins us now live to tell us how the referee incident is being used now as a teaching moment by local coaches. David?
Gina, tell you what, this is really a black eye on all of Texas high school football. I'm talking the players, the coaches, the referees. And here locally, they're trying to use this as a manuscript for the future, as a plan to avoid it moving forward.
Disgusted at first, and then I was sad.
That's the universal thought. There is no place for that in high school athletics or sports, period.
Because I take this game and I take coaching very seriously, and this is my livelihood, and I don't like the fact that this is a negative mark on the profession.
The Positive Coaching Alliance is in place to help build character in high school sports, and they urge their coaches, put your players in real game situations.
We encourage coaches to have officials and referees at practice. So, and we have them intentionally make a bad call because things are going to happen like that on Friday nights.
Former Madison head coach Ray Seals says a lot of this is avoidable because he had a simple philosophy.
Don't you ain't like kids talk to referee. The kid talked to referee on the field and they told me I took him out because that's not their job. It's a play.
Other area schools have borrowed that mentality.
You know, you can't go over everything, but you can surely say, you know, hey, doesn't make any difference what goes on. We are who we are, and we handle ourselves the way we handle ourselves. We do not, our players do not talk to referees. I expect them don't even talk to the other team, if we can. Coaches are the only ones that talk to referees, and I'm the one that will have the main contact with them.
Now, I did try to talk to some local referees, but they were asked to not speak on behalf of the Texas high school referees, so we could not get any comment on that. We're live. Right outside of Foster, David Nuno, 13.
I talked to some local referees, and they were speaking on behalf of the ref who was hitting. They said, ah.
That shit looked like it hurt, dog. And he blindsided him. Like, that coach, that ref was standing there and just got popped.
That second dude, he was hesitating. He didn't come out the end zone.
I like how to me, the second dude's hit was the worst.
Right.
Because his was way later and he was already on the ground. It was like he was the one that really made it so you couldn't possibly think it was an accident. Like the first dude hit him and it was like, that could be an accident. Second dude hit him, I was like, oh, that's on purpose. Them boys did that shit.
Right, and they would both be sitting their asses down. And
district leaders say, the coach said during the game, the referee needs to pay for cheating us. Now, how is that not the coach's fault?
Right, we need to be held accountable.
Literally, the coach should be. I mean, that's like, was it the coach from Karate Kid that did the dojo? Cobra Kai dude.
With the all black.
Sweep the leg, Johnny. Sweep the leg! He got beat up by Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi put that nigga head through that window. That car. With his big, blonde, brolic looking ass. Oh, that was good. But yeah, man, what y'all think should happen to the players?
They gotta go. They gotta sit out the rest of the season.
What'd you think should happen?
I'm not gonna say the rest of the season, but they should face some consequence of suspension.
What do you think should happen, Karen?
Yeah, they need to be suspended. Like, yeah.
And the coach too.
I say they should get a full ride. Oh, Lord. Any college they want.
Nope.
Why? Because they're going to do it at Tate for the team?
Yep. I believe in those kids now. Those are the two kids I want on my team. It doesn't matter what play I call. It's getting executed. It don't matter what I say. They don't have no conscience. What kind of shit is that? I want you to go and punch that cheerleader in the face on three.
Yeah, that's the other problem with having them on your team.
Right.
They're going to have so they're going to definitely charges. Do
some off the field shit.
Right.
Speaking of off the
control.
You're going to have to also bring a doppelganger. To the university and be like, nope, it wasn't them.
They was here with me. Speaking of off the field shit, Ciara and Russell Wilson visited Seattle Children's Home.
Are they mad about this too? Did they ask her where her baby was?
They got 104,747 likes.
Ciara not used to this life.
And Ciara tweeted earlier on the way to at Seattle Children's, and they got to meet with little sick babies.
This was going to cause them to separate.
Dangerous Wilson says Princess is sleeping.
Sarah not used to this. This is gonna cause them to separate, man.
You think? Why you think that?
Based off the previous relationship she had.
So you don't think you can save them, man?
She's not used to this.
But wouldn't that be a good thing though? She's not used to this, and now she would be like, "Wow, I really like this guy."
You can only.
I didn't know I could be treated so well.
You can only fake it for so long, and then she gonna get bored. Cause
oh Lord, if she that type of person, it will show.
Cause Rod, now you and I both know. We seen the interviews. We watched all of the tape running. Now see, that girl is crazy. Cause if I had a good man to treat me like that, then I would be sucking his dick every day. I'd be making his dinner and blah 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 blah. Then a minute later, you be like, he just don't do it for me. He just want to come home every day and think dinner's supposed to be prepared for him. Think I'm just supposed to suck his dick. Right. Right, Karen. Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know that Ciara is crazy. I don't know that she's crazy.
She gonna get
bored. The only thing we know that, the only thing that would make me think she could be crazy would be that she dated Future and had his baby.
She dated a dude named Future.
But that's the only
child Future.
But that's the only thing that would make me think she's crazy. Like, it's not her. It's not like, oh, remember that time Ciara got in a fight at the club, or that Ciara, you know, said some crazy shit in the interview. Like, she don't really seem crazy.
She dated also 50 Cent.
Yeah, man, but are we going to look through your Rolodex of the women that you dated before you found the right one?
I dated crazy, right. And I appreciate her.
Right. But Turk not crazy. But Turk not crazy. So you gonna get bored of Turk and go back to crazy?
I might get bored.
See,
right?
I don't believe you.
Might get bored.
I don't believe you.
I get my fix. That's why I come here. I get my fix here.
I'm saying he might be the right one, man. I'm not saying you're wrong, Justin, as much as I'm saying I don't think it's a open and shut case. She definitely
she gonna get bored.
Get bored and leave.
She gonna get bored.
Cause she looks so happy in these pictures with these little babies, man. Look at her.
She also in the entertainment industry. She knows she need to look happy.
Nah, man, because she didn't look happy in none of her pictures with Future.
Mm-mm.
She always looked like this. Why did I let him come inside me?
Yeah, she looked angry.
God, you supposed to be looking out? God was like, I got a beautiful light-skinned man on his way.
You know who Russell needs?
You can just wait.
But is equally crazy as Lolo Jones.
Man, they let, yo, on the low, though, what we need to be talking about? White people love Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. We've been through this.
Yes, they
let him hold their little baby.
We've been through this.
That little baby was an infant.
Yeah, they
like, here,
him.
Hold our baby. Please.
Listen, if one of them wake up one morning this week and don't have counsel, man. talking about the Messiah has returned.
What? Man.
Russell gonna quit football.
Look at that. They let him hold their baby. It's like, hold on. That sick baby. Like, not even just a regular. Like, people don't let you hold their regular baby. This baby is, like, near death's door. That's like, just hold our baby, please, Russell. It will just be a great honor if you could just hold our baby. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, man. I wonder what shady shit Future said on Instagram that day. It's always 40 degrees in my weather. What's Future talking about?
Yeah, I have Russell out here for the kids, man.
Brandon Marshall says,
You seen the interview with about his wallet, right? That the one kid gave to him?
Yep.
Come on, man.
He about cried over that wallet. Brandon Marshall says race is a factor in Tom Brady's suspension reversal.
And I say to him, speak on it, crazy. I mean, speak on it, Brandon.
I just gotta say, like, it's funny how when all of a sudden when Brandon Marshall has, you know, some commentary around race, we gotta start going through the Brandon Marshall's crazy comments.
Because you can't separate them.
His mental health is wrong. This is a dude that's been very upfront and about working on his mental health. Hasn't had any incidents since, you know, his diagnosis. He's been, you know, a spokesperson for it. Could not wait to use that against this motherfucker. Like, now he's crazy, right? Now, like, he was the story. Fuck that. For the last 2 years, he was the headline story on mental health rehabilitation and addressing your issues. For the last 2 years, it outlined outside the line special, everything. The second he's like, well, you know, now that I got your ear, this shit seems a little bit racist too. What? You crazy mother? Blah, 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 blah. You a crazy motherfucker, ain't you? Oh, let me guess. Peanut butter makes jelly too, huh? It's up, down, and down, up, crazy pants. Like, they immediately went back to he's.
You said he not crazy though.
It didn't take any time.
You said he not crazy.
No. He got treated. What about this quote sounds crazy?
No, I'm messing with you, man. It's the people that don't go get help I worry about.
Yeah. Right, cause they, them the dangerous people, right?
I feel like we can't have it both ways. It's like, someone keeps acting out and doing fucked up shit and we like, that person obviously has mental health issues. Then someone comes out and is like, y'all were right. I have mental health issues and I'm working on it. And then we like, oh, really? Look at you. Like
that. That's how they do people. That's why a lot of people don't go get help.
Yeah, it's like a shame in them for getting help. Like, and he was so upfront about it, man. Remember when he tried to do the socks?
He's still crazy.
Okay, man. Hey, but remember when he tried to do the socks? Where it was like mental health awareness and they was like, no, nigga, it's pink. Like, it's breast cancer time. Put them socks up. You and your crazy socks. Like, damn, man. Like, y'all really don't give a fuck about this shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all really only cared enough to make, like, an outside the line special and pat him on the back. And then y'all was like, yeah, we don't give a fuck about mental health.
Right. And you really don't give a fuck about breast cancer because most of the money don't go towards the research.
Now, all jokes aside, though, it kind of lends credence to what I said about the bias of the players union and how they don't sue to fight everybody's suspension like they did Tom Brady. I mean, it helps my argument, but it's fun to make fun of him being crazy.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not above it.
But I like it. It's just, it's kind of like the Rashard McCants thing.
See, that's a dude who had mental health issues that didn't want to get help though.
Yep. But I'm saying is he's the person that they gonna discredit the message just because of who it came from. Regardless if the message is correct.
He said the race card. There are a lot of players out there that believe that white players, specifically at the quarterback position, are treated differently. Said that on Inside the NFL. I think that there are three different types of players viewing this thing. Number one is the fighter. I think there are guys in fight with Tom. When one player's rights are upheld, then all players' rights are upheld. It's not about what he did, if he's right or wrong. It's more about the process. Is it fair? Second is cowards. I call them cowards. That's the guys that are afraid to face Tom Brady. They want him suspended. I don't believe in that. The third, Marshall said, was the race card. Marshall said he has spoken to players across the league, noting, this is not just from our locker room. This is from locker rooms across the states. He's entering his 10th season, certainly has played across the states. The Jets are his fourth team. This is how guys are feeling. This is not just my opinion. These are conversations I'm having with guys. Asked if he believes black players are held to a different standard, Marshall said, absolutely, at times, yes.
Did anybody draft him? I almost want to pick him up on my squad.
Hey, man, you know what else is fucked up about this? They did the same thing when he said Rex Grossman was whack.
Yep.
Oh no, Jay Cutler. He was like, Jay Cutler be getting too many chances.
Yeah, he is
whack. And then the fucking the coach in Chicago was like, well, we all know Brandon's crazy. Like, they always pull that shit with him. Like, he can't win for losing. He gets help and it's like, yeah, well, you better not say shit because you crazy. It's like, good grief. Anyway, I'll fuck with Brandon Marshall, but it's funny though, cause like, to black people, this shit is like, okay, Captain Obvious. You know what I'm saying? Black people, we just be like, whatever, nigga. of course it's about race. The NBA is finally gonna see playoffs by record and not division.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, I kind of liked it the way it was.
I don't like that. Yeah, the divisions up, make it fair, make it across the board. Because didn't they used to have it with the going by games, and then they changed it to divisions?
But even in the divisions, it's still broken up by games, I thought, though.
Yeah, it was. But now it'll be like, I guess some of these teams that get moved around and shit because they won their division, that shit won't matter.
So like, it's going to be like the top 10 teams, period, east or west. Is that what you're saying?
Let me go
right,
back.
Like,
see.
How do they divide this up?
Mm-hmm.
Or did it just go, here's the east team, here's the west teams, then we'll match them up from there?
Let me see. You know what's funny is, like, if that's how it was, you know, it's a whole lot of people in the West like, yes. Yeah. The NBA Board of Governors unanimously approved a proposal on Tuesday that will have each conference's playoff seeded by overall record before each division winner within a conference was guaranteed a 1-4 spot.
Which, and I like that. You won your conference.
Right. Well, now they're not going to do that anymore.
Right, because they was like, sorry, teams are getting in, basically. That's what the complaint is, in my opinion.
Well, no, the same teams will get in, but the seeding is what's changing. Eight teams get in, but now it's like, if the Hornets have a worse record than the Bulls, but the Hornets won their division and the Bulls did not, the Hornets get a higher playoff spot.
Okay. Okay. That's
so
what you're saying.
That won't be happening anymore.
Okay.
I like this new rule then. Okay.
So the divisions and everything are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that the way it's gonna, I'm trying to understand. So the way it's gonna roll out, it doesn't matter if you win your division, they're going strictly by record.
Right.
Yeah, I liked it.
I don't.
Yeah, I like it the other way because it gives teams, I'm not big into this whole, like, let's have the best team play the worst team thing. I kind of like when you mix up the matchups a little bit, and so, like, a team that's not as good gets home court advantage, and it's the only way they can stay in the series. You know what I mean? Like, maybe the Wizards playing at home because they won their division is the only reason they take the Hawks to 7 games, because if the Hawks had home court advantage, it probably would have went 5 or 6. That's how I think about it. Now, maybe I'll be wrong, and we'll see. Maybe it won't matter at all, you know? And, of course, I'm always willing to, you know, I would love to be wrong about this shit, but my mind.
We'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, that's my thinking. Carmelo Anthony was rumored to be getting blackmailed by a porn star. Jasmine Cashmere.
Oh, shit.
I know. That's my girl.
What Lala got to say?
Well, Lala had nothing to say. Because apparently it was turned out to possibly not be true. But she was on Twitter, and it was her account, for the record. People can say whatever they want to, but that's the account that has been tweeting all that shit that everybody's been following for years. She said, so one of y'all favorite NBA players don't want to pay me the rest of my money after eating this last week, shaking my head.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Just what when I was about to root for the Knicks this year. Now I hope they lose every game. Petty, I know.
Damn.
Don't text me now, bitch. I bet your wife would love to know about our little secret meetings when you on the road during the season. Phil Jackson need to trade your sorry ass. You ain't did shit for the last couple of years, but take the Knicks money. Y'all give Mr. Nick a call and tell him I said hey. And then she put a picture. Let's see what this picture is.
Show us the text. Screenshot them texts.
Oh, she deleted the picture.
Paige don't even exist no more.
She deleted her account. Retweet if you want to see the video. # Knicks tape. Damn. Call Mello 678-994-9842.
Oh, shit.
Can we see the screenshots of the text, though, since you got it?
You're asking me something that...
No, I'm saying for her. Like, since you got it.
Oh, she may have put them up there, but she may
have. She might have, but those pictures in the account has been deleted, and whoever made this article didn't save the picture. So who knows? Video dropping later today, # Knicks tape. Tape may never see the light of day. $10 million lawsuit. It looks like Melo might have got the legal team involved, assuming... assuming that's what happened there. But then later it was called off. Like I said, she deleted her account.
Melo made her disappear. He might be from the West Baltimore at all.
You think he paid? I think he paid. That's all I think. I don't think he did nothing to her.
You think he just paid?
He just gave his fucking money. She's like, all right, then.
You think Vince from Ballers got involved and went out of that?
Yeah, all she wanted was her money.
Yep.
Lala had to see that the numbers in the bank account change, though.
She put out a YouTube video called The Truth. So yeah, and the Twitter page has been taken down. And she said on the
Hello, my name is Nicole B. Jones, formerly known as adult film star Jasmine Cashmere. I am coming to you guys today is
by the way, her Facebook good name is now God Child First, and her Twitter is now God's Child First.
Oh, so she changed it all the way around.
I feel bad for that next nigga.
September 9th, I believe it's Wednesday, 2015. Wait, you're not sure? Approximately.
She said, I believe. Like, she's not really sure
what day it is. Hey, man. You think the next dude she dates, she's going to like, I don't do that.
That poor fella.
It's going to be a lot of that, right?
Girl, I used to, but I'm different now.
Why don't you let me get some of that ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me do some anal tonight. I'm sorry, but God wouldn't want that.
I'm a born again virgin.
But I was watching your movies and like, that was like, you know, I thought that was a thing that we could, you know, get it, work our way into. I'm not saying like right away. Yeah, the Lord doesn't want us to do that with our bodies.
Yeah, that was 6 months ago. Okay.
Yeah. Now that, you know, she's going to be having them good memories and shit. You'll be like, oh man. Yeah. I remember one time, man, I was in college, man. I was Megan and I were just checking apart. It was crazy, man. We was both drunk. And I remember, man, she like, you know, like I fingered her in the closet, and it was like, oh man, it was just crazy. Oh yeah, I remember one time I got cane banged by Lexington Steel.
Ah, oh, not cane.
Wesley Pipes. Oh man, Mr. Delvin was there. I think Julius St. Jax was there. And then Pinky came through with her giant dildo, and oh, so fun. I came so hard so many times, and like the cum was all on my face. And you know, I got like DP, you know, I got triple P'd.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, I got TP. It was centipede, you know what I'm saying? That's what they call me.
Cause you know, Pinky had to stick that big ass dildo in it.
Oh yeah.
I didn't think I could take a dildo.
But I did. But I'll tell you this, now that the Lord has saved me, the only thing I need is a curl up with the good book. And a glass of wine and just chill and some candlelight on a Friday. That's all. That's why I get my rocks off now.
And the only reason the wine, because the Lord turned the water into wine.
Right. And meanwhile, you sitting over there hard as a fucking rock. Like, God damn, you used to do what now? Oh, yeah, I suck a dick from the back. All that shit. Anyway. But that's the old me. You know, that's the old. Why are we even talking about that?
Look at me. Let's change the title. Let's pray. Oh,
Come on. Let's just pray on it right now. Let's just pray. Oh, I feel so bad for that next nigga.
Did she grab your hand with them soft-ass hands?
Mm-hmm. Them dick-sucking hands. My hands jacked off so many people. It's like they suck dicks. It's crazy.
But she was like, dear Lord, remove this evil temptation.
I used to think that was God's gift for me.
Did she send you home? Because you got to, I just need to be alone. You got to go home now.
Yeah. Well.
Why I got to go? What you going to do? Well, you know what? I need to get rid of this evil spirit that's in me. And I'm going to do that the only way I know how. And then she go back to the room and she pull out her treasure box of dildos. And be like, I can't be with you, but I can please myself, because that's not a sin.
See, I don't even think she does that.
Nope,
she just called Lexington Steel. Knock that box out one more time. Your ass sitting outside praying. Out there getting played, man.
5:11 p.m. Central Time.
I've never met
Carmelo Anthony. I've never done business with him. I don't even believe that we've been in the same building with one another. So there's a fake page. This page has been around for quite some time now. I've messaged this page personally. I get blocked. However, the page steals my pictures, posts my name. Now
the page says that it's Nicole B. Jones. However, it's not. If you really listen to me and go on my real pages, you will find out that the person doesn't even talk like me. In fact, I've never spoke like that. So it's not me. A lot of you are getting, you know, really fired up. I'm getting a lot of inbox messages, emails, and so forth, you know, really fired up about, well, what's going on with you and Carmelo Anthony? Nothing at all is going on between me and Carmelo Anthony. But I do want to talk about what I am doing, because maybe...
Oh, no, we're not interested in this part.
Well, she said Twitter, she said my other pages. How many Twitter accounts do you have?
Yo, no. Porn stars and people like that, people make fake pages of them all the time.
Yeah, they do.
No, but she said... But she was saying that she had other pages.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if she meant it the way you think she meant it.
Okay.
She might have though, but I don't know. I was, when I heard it, I was thinking she meant these other pages that are impersonating me.
She sounds scared. Does she sound like that on her video?
Well, I think Carmella has a gun behind this camera.
Cause she sounds scared the whole time she's talking.
Carmella like, go ahead and say it. I have never heard of Carmelo Anthony. I don't even know what basketball is.
Oh Lord.
Is that like a sport or something that people watch? Who are the Knicks?
Like she wanted, it's Central Time. Like she, like, mm-hmm. just say the time. She was like,
what
Central
day is
time.
It? It's
a lot
just,
of pressure.
Can you put that on that 9 for a second?
A better understanding of exactly why it is important that you do know that I'm not dealing with Carmelo Anthony or anyone else in those type of relationships anymore in my life, because God has changed me. I announced back in 2009, 2010, I believe it was, that I did change my life around. I left that industry and I began to pursue my relationship with God. And since then, my relationship has grown, and I'm actually pretty comfortable and enjoying where I am in my spiritual place with God. So far that I'm in ministry. I have a ministry that supports me and I support them. That ministry is called BGK Virtual Ministries. You can look them up on Facebook. Join us. We have prayer. We have Bible.
That sounds like that's on Love and Hip Hop group. You know how they were talking about D-Lo Productions?
BGK. Said BGK. Mm-hmm. Virtual.
Ain't that group named BGK?
No, UGK.
Oh, my bad.
We just got dropped from the label.
Classes, all of those things, I'll be giving you the information for. If you care to talk to me directly, you can reach me at nbjones@bgk.global.
Yo, how many fucking pervs just email her like, hey, mm-hmm. hey girl, let me see them titties one more time though.
Yep.
I know the Lord got you, but I'm just saying, would God not want you to spread them titties around?
Oh, think Lord. About it.
But she got 454 likes on the, but she not in the picture.
That's my new email. I'm giving it to you. Feel free, reach out to me. I'll do an interview. I see lot of, you know, the reporters and the magazines, the online magazines are quick to publish this negative things. But how about you come talk to me about what's really going on, some positive things? Because if God can do it for me, and apparently you guys know my background, that's why you think this whole Carmelo Anthony thing is really something to, you know, go nuts about, then he can do it for you.
Why would that account play his hand like that? Why do it now? You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to know when you did that was the end of the account.
Because
I mean, all it takes is just her to be like, that's not me, stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it was really her.
True.
If he could change a porn star, you think he can't change you?
But
who am I?
You know how many dicks I sucked and fucked and pussies I licked? Got all up in there with my tongue like, blah, blah. That's what I'm saying. Now I am speaking in tongues.
But if that was God's calling for you was to do porn, and yeah. now you're not doing it, aren't you being disobedient?
Yeah, you're going against the devil right now, girl.
That he can come save me, but he can't come save you. So follow me on my real Twitter page and my real Facebook page and the real ministry that bags me up and I bag them up. You know, Yeah, you might not ever want to call me a minister. You might not ever want to acknowledge that I am a true child of God and I am really out of that lifestyle. That might really hurt your feelings to know that, hey, she's walking in her purpose. But guess what? God really did design me for this ministry. Nicole B. Jones, Minister Nicole B. Jones is here and I'm here to stay. And I will defend the name of God until I take my last breath. So therefore, I will defend my name from this day forth, and I allowed you.
How many dates have dudes went on?
Man.
Thinking they was getting Jasmine Cashman, they was getting the Kobe Jones. So many dates. Oh, man.
How to disappoint it.
Oh, man.
You think she running the singles ministry at the church? You think they let her be involved with that?
I don't know.
Singles ministry?
Probably. She probably, I mean, she know more about it than y'all.
Yep.
Shit. I mean, it's not, I don't doubt her. I mean, I believe her.
I'm shocked she's still single. I'm shocked nobody's been like.
Do we know that she's single?
I got to marry her now.
I would be, if I was her, I would be more scared of a nigga trying to wife me up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know them kind of niggas can't handle that.
Cause that,
I they mean, don't, I'm, like, they want to be with a porn star, but you know, they got that good girl, Virgin Mary complex where,
mm-hmm,
that eventually their ego's gonna fuck them all up because it's gonna be like, you was out there having sex with all those people. It's like, we've gone down this, Troy. We do this every night before bed. Now you know you're gonna want me to suck your balls from the back. So why are you acting like this right now? I had to learn that somewhere.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Was he bigger than me? Of course. They're all bigger than you, Troy.
What are we talking about?
Have you
about,
seen
right?
The videos? They're all bigger than you.
All of them.
Stop. You're doing this to yourself.
Right. Why am I even with you?
Don't kiss me in my mouth.
Oh Lord.
You know it's gonna be some nigga like that. Some lame ass nigga like that.
Right.
They'll always be the ones that think they can handle it. You can't handle it.
Hey.
You used to let them do those things to you. So nasty.
How often you think when she leave the house, he's sitting and watch the tapes by the time she gets
right
back? She don't know why the fuck he angry.
He just mad.
Ah, for no reason.
Because he got him in a saying in a secret file.
She don't know nothing about.
That's got to be her biggest fear, man. Because she's just like a normal person now. Like,
you didn't say you was in pain when you took all of Lexington Steele's dick inside right of you.
It's like, you also not paying me fucking $3,000 to fuck me either.
So you scared of a spider, but you wasn't scared of his big ass dick.
Oh, Lord.
Oh shit.
Everything related to this, yep, shit.
I bet if it was some dick you'd do it. You're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
What are you talking? I just said I don't want to watch Scandal tonight.
Alright. You don't want no water on you, but you ain't mind that sperm in your face.
Yeah.
How many of the football team did you fuck? Everything related to
did you ask Brian Pumper to go to the gym? Did you?
And get in shape.
Mike Tomlin we already talked about this. DeAndre Jordan Snapchatted Doc Rivers' son, not Austin, to say he wanted to return to the Clippers.
What? Why is this coming out now?
Isn't it just rubbing it in his face now, Mark Cuban's face? Like, I Snapchatted that nigga. That's how I decided. Like, I wasn't even sure, really. Rex Ryan had a photo of his wife's feet on his desktop during an interview. He did.
Right.
Hey man, you gotta put that picture in the
Rex Ryan, the best.
Hey man, that dude won the motherfucking lottery.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, this is his personal thing that he's into, and his wife is like the biggest star in the foot fetish game.
Right.
Like, of course he got a picture of her feet on his. Like, and it's not even like a picture of her feet on like his laptop. It's just like a picture of feet that he keeps framed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at them damn feet.
Rex Ryan, the freaky old dude, man.
Right. And you know he's sexually turned on by it.
He in the office.
He in his office.
He in the office trying to conduct business. He right. Just got with an erection.
That's right. Like me with a picture of like Cherokee the ass on my screensaver or some shit and I'm doing business. Come on in, Justin. Like, I don't want to do this show with you no more, man. I mean, shit. This is like some ass up here on this picture. Are we supposed to not talk about it? But, he don't care, dog.
Nope.
Oh, he's so happy.
Representing for all them homosexuals.
He can't mm-hmm. have no real meeting with Rex. Rex did all his meetings end with, y'all go ahead. I'm gonna catch up.
Yeah.
I need a minute.
Give me a second. I gotta, I don't want to stand up right now. Hand me that playbook. Hand me that playbook. All right, let's go walk down the hall.
I'll never just stand right up and shake right. your head after the meeting.
All right, guys. Well, y'all get out of here. Y'all get out of my office. Let's see what else. AJ Green reached a long-term deal with Cincinnati Bengals today.
What took them so long? Did y'all know y'all could have lost him?
You know what took them so long. AJ Green was like, come on, man. Trade me, please. Let me play with Russell Wilson. Well, they already got Jimmy Graham. I don't care.
I'll take less money. Right.
Just let me go.
Rules. It's against the rules.
His contract is worth $60 million.
All right then, playboy. Then on you, playboy.
The signing is a clear indication that the Bengals think highly of the Pro Bowl receiver. It's a sign that they want to keep the nucleus of that offense intact. That's his problem. He was like, I actually would have took less if y'all just didn't pay Andy Dalton. I was like, it ain't even about the money. Get this nigga out of my team.
Right.
He don't throw to me, he throw him to the defense.
No!
I like AJ Green, man.
The defense.
Me too, man.
Like this Beats commercial and everything.
I haven't got him on any of my fantasy teams. I tried, too.
Yeah, y'all niggas snatched him up with the quickness.
Lolo Jones flirts with Drake after Serena's loss at the U.S. Open.
Well, she's trying to get hurt.
Crazy, man. I told you she's crazy.
It's like she don't want black people to like her. You know what I mean?
As much as people love and they hurt Serena lost too, you tried it.
She's like one of those light-skinned girls that got picked on by like one dark-skinned chick and then she just lost her fucking mind. It's like, I'm going to make all black girls hate me forever.
I think she never felt comfortable around black people.
Because
they made fun of her.
Also,
never realizing that kids make fun of every fucking body, not just because you light skinned.
Also, why the fuck would.
You hear that crackling
what is
too?
That sound?
I hear it too. I thought it was my earpiece at first.
I have no idea what that is.
You hear that crackling? I hear it.
Somebody trying to hack the Matrix?
Oh no, we've had the problem before. Probably something crossing the cord or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It might be a cord. Right. Hold on. No, it stopped. It stopped. Go back. Okay. Sit down. Maybe it was you.
Maybe it was me.
I don't know. It stopped.
I'm causing the problem.
It stopped when you got up. So you was definitely the one that did it.
That's what happened when you get titties on the show.
Why would Drake break up with Serena to go? Don't got no ass.
I don't think Drake that crazy.
Yeah.
He ain't getting no.
Oh, Lord. But never win.
Well, right. When Serena breaks it off with Drake, I'm here for you, boo. My season is already in the crapper, so no one will blame you.
Although she is doing what all his songs are about. Can he really be mad?
That's true. I look up to her so much, winning or in defeat. I would trade 10 of my good days for one bad day of Serena's. That's after people probably came for her.
Right.
And when people blasted her virginity claim, she stated, who doesn't? Even Christian virgins. No, they will like sex, but we wait to honor our future spouses.
I mean, she ain't gonna have much time as old as she is.
Man, he need to not take his. You need to not deal with her crazy ass if he got any sense.
She's insane.
Well, I'm saying if and when she ever does get married.
Okay, it's my headphone cord that's doing that.
No, we all hearing it.
It's my headphone cord that's crossing cords or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if and when she ever does get married, suppose she has sex and don't like it. She waited all this time and built it up to be something she don't even enjoy.
She's going to be highly disappointed. I can't speak for men, but the first time for women, you're like, this is it? This is what the fuck everybody been hype about?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like, there's two things about that. Number one, it's not like she's going to have sex the one fucking time and then be like, oh, okay, well, marriage over. Sex wasn't good.
No, I just mean,
then,
like, if they
secondly, like, it's, to me, I don't have, that's her life. If she wants to fucking hold out and not have sex until she's married, that's fine. But, you know, it's just one of those things where it seems like because of a myriad of other shit she does, she's probably crazy.
She's nuts.
That's the thing that's not attractive about Lolo to me, and she right. seems like a fucking insane
basket
person.
Case.
The virginity part really, I mean,
yo, her not fucking is
it's abnormal.
That's
it's abnormal. But so you think that's crazy?
Her not fucking? No, I think it's a turn off for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into it. It's abnormal, but it's not my. But also, it's not my thing. There are men that do that think that that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? There are people that are raised in this country to think not having sex until marriage is something to aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically, doesn't Tim Tebow say the same shit?
You know, I wonder why those people.
We treat him totally different.
Why those people don't try to mate?
Because he's
each
a
other?
Man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Because they don't want it either.
Because they keep trying to go after people that's clearly trying to fuck.
Yeah.
And I would, make that relationship work. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. And, you know, because of gender dynamics, if a man has fucked a lot, that's okay.
Right.
So she probably wouldn't even be with a dude that was like, I'm also a virgin. She'd probably be like, nah, I'm good.
Right. And so it's crazy to her. So why is it acceptable then for her to be?
I know. It's like I said, society. Gender, right. Society. This shit is fucked up. TMZ Sports has obtained Cameron Jordan police report in which one witness claims New Orleans Saints player stated in the nightclub, I can have any bitch that I want.
Yes.
No, I'm
wag
saying?
Your finger too while you're saying it.
Jordan is under investigation for allegedly slapping a woman's ass at a Republic nightclub in New Orleans. Okay, he took
good.
It a little too far.
Not good.
I mean, the first part, okay. I mean, it's a little fucked up to call them all bitches, but I get it. It's empowering. But then when you took it to that next level and said, let me slap somebody's ass, you fucked up. So after he slapped her ass, he then sprayed her boyfriend with champagne in an aggressive manner.
Wait, oh. What?
Yeah, oh, so now you're offended. It was okay when you was fucking with them women. But what the dude got to do with this?
No, I'm saying the
Hotel.
I'm saying
what the champagne got to do with it?
With somebody. Like, I thought he asked a single woman, and the single woman was like, yeah, slap my ass.
I sound like he was asking any bitch he wants. maybe you misunderstood that first quote.
I thought he was bragging. Like, I can have any of you bitches.
Nah.
Who want their ass slapped by me?
It sounded like he was up for the challenge.
He was making a declaration.
I thought it was saying, like, who want their ass slapped by me?
Justin walk in with turkeys like, that one too.
Nah, bro.
You. You a bitch to me too.
Okay.
Anybody I want.
Okay.
Spray some champagne.
Now, low key, after I graduate, I'll be like, baby, we just need to leave, cause.
But right now though, right now though, what you gonna do,
he can
dog?
Get these hands. He can get these
That's
hands.
A big ass nigga, bro.
Hey, it is what it is.
He can get this front bumper. That's what I'm saying. You have to catch him outside. Try to get to the parking lot. Try to teach y'all to do crime smart, not hard.
Nah.
Y'all gonna get in a fight in the club.
Get that ass whooping.
Get into a fight in the club. Y'all gonna get killed. Fucking with these big ass steroid up niggas.
Well, I'll go to the club, so that limited chances of running into.
By the way, shit like this is part of the reason I don't even understand why people go to the club. Like, cause niggas like this be there too, and they got all the money and the alcohol. I'm okay. Like, they gonna probably end up with all the women anyway, but even on the off chance that they don't, it's actually not very fun for me thinking, like, I hope this nigga don't be slapping my girl's ass and yelling tonight. Hope I don't get sprayed with champagne. You know, that dude did not get dressed up that day thinking, I'm probably gonna get my girl gonna get her ass slapped. I'm gonna look like a little bitch in front of her. Then he gonna pour champagne on me, and the only thing I can do is call the cops. You know what I mean? And it's like, those aren't unreasonable things to do. But you still can't help as a man but to feel bad, like you couldn't do shit. Like, that's it, sir. I'm calling. That's it, buddy.
That's it. Get
you
out.
Fucked up.
You're out of here.
Hello, 911. You be like that gift, that picture of that one dude that ran, that was supporting the white people cops. What was that black dude's name? You know what I'm talking about? Where he on the phone like this.
Yep, I know you're talking about.
The Negroes are coming, sir.
I don't know his name, but I love that meme.
That's how you be looking in the club with your girl. She look over, help, Justin!
Yes, please.
You been making that call.
He's about 6'5", 200, I'd say 275 pounds.
Just say he's a big ass nigga. Get the big ass nigga, help! Help! Get the cops in now!
The boyfriend says he told Jordan she was not a bitch, she's my girlfriend. Oh, the patriarchy in that. That's great because it's like, hey, These other women are bitches. but not this one.
This bitch is not a bitch.
This bitch is mine.
I mean, all jokes aside, though. At that point, that's really all you're worried about.
Yeah, that's really, it was his pride at that point.
But if you get all the bitches on your side, you might have a better chance. Because they're going to be like, yeah, we ain't no bitch. And then you all could jump them.
So he said she was not a bitch. She's my girlfriend. The man claims Jordan condescendingly asked, how much do you weigh? 180? The boyfriend told him he weighed 190. I've been working out. I have, you know.
I've been hitting the weights.
You 10 pounds off.
And that's when Jordan allegedly picked him up and held him. held,
oh, shit. Picked him up.
This my worst nightmare.
That's why you don't talk
this every trash. Man, this every man worst nightmare, dog.
I bitched 300. Wait, how much? Look, he picked him up and said, nah, I bench with 300. You about 170.
Yeah.
Like did, I said.
He did curls with this nigga like, nah, I can curl. Shit, I can curl 250 easy.
I can curl 250.
This clearly is not 190. I maxed out at 250 today. That's when Jordan allegedly picked him up.
He picked him up like dumbbells.
Hey, he picked him up, held him high in the air against his will while passerbys took pictures.
Oh, shit.
Did he pee his pants too? Damn.
He hold over there, that nigga screaming and shit.
He started crying.
But like, hey, dog, put me down. Dog, put me down.
He just started crying. Dog. Please. Please.
And this is how you can avoid that though. Well, after that comment made, you
as soon as you said you were gonna put hands on him, this is what happened to you.
No, listen.
How can we take your advice when this nigga would have been you, Justin?
See, he fucked up by actually having a discussion with that dude. You can't have a discussion with a dude that's irrational enough to slap your woman ass. You gotta immediately go for the chokehold just like Sugar Shane. You can't just sit there and have a conversation.
But then he would have just knocked you out and did curls with you.
He'd
bench pressed you a couple times.
He took your hand and pulled it off like a 3-year-old choking his neck.
I fought the good fight. So you got a few options. You can say, she used to be my girl. Or you can say, baby, you gonna help me fight him, right? And if she say, yeah, then cool. And she say, no, then be like, well, fuck it, I ain't fighting him either.
Right. Cops were notified, began investigating, and the sex crimes unit was contacted to look into the ass slap.
He ultimate warrior though.
Cops say there is no surveillance footage of the incident, but they did note that there were roughly 10 other Saints players in the club that night who probably all gonna lie for him.
They got pictures. Everybody was taking pictures.
Yeah, all it's gonna take is one picture of this nigga being held above this dude's head.
Why is this not on the internet yet? This has to be on WorldStar or some internet image.
Well, there's already an internal investigation with the cops. They apparently they fucked up.
What's his name again? What's his
dude? Cam Jordan.
Like C-A-M or K-A-M?
C-A-M. There's an internal investigation into the allegations that several deputies at the New Orleans nightclub took no action when they told a Saints star, had allegedly slapped a woman's ass inside. The whole situation involved Saints defensive lineman Cam Jordan, who was accused of slapping a woman's butt and roughing up her boyfriend in Republic nightclub this weekend. The alleged victims claimed they immediately reported the incident to three deputies who were working at the club, but the deputies neither investigated the incident nor did they take action. So they're going to be looking into the deputies too. That's another reason you can't win these cases, man. Mm-hmm. They already on his side. Alden Smith was arrested and charged with DUI, vandalism and hit and run from an August 1st incident.
Just not getting arrested?
He was arrested back in August. He's just not getting charged.
Oh.
So someone started a GoFundMe to hire him a babysitter and a driver.
How about he see the wizard for a brain?
Right. Damn. And you know what's even crazier? He got signed to a deal with the Oakland Raiders today.
Yeah.
Wow.
A one-year deal.
This your daddy's Oakland Raiders right here, boy.
Wow. Tennis star James Blake got beat up by the cops.
Aw.
Yeah. They thought he was fit the description of another nigga.
And he's light-skinned, too.
And they ran up on him and beat him up. They threw him on the ground, handcuffed him. They told him, don't say a fucking word. which is really a bad way to go about it. They have video of the takedown. By the way, he said he turned around to smile at the dude because he thought it was a fan going to hug him. He said the cop just ran up and slammed him down. I'm like, hold up, man.
Oh. He didn't even identify himself.
That's what he
said. Yep, and he's an undercover cop.
I would resist it.
Yeah, you'd be dead right now.
I mean, but he just laid down. Like, it is like a regular
No, he didn't just lay down. He fought against it.
Well, I ain't seen no fight in that picture.
Oh, my God, man. Get the fuck. Are you serious?
I mean.
He didn't go right down, man. He kind of can't stay on his legs and everything. Look at this. Like, look, he had to go all the way over here to get him on the ground. He's like, hey, man, what you doing? He's like, hey, get on the ground. Get on the ground. You shut the fuck up and you put your motherfucking hands behind your back. Don't say a fucking word. Don't say a fucking word. Like, that's how it happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't know it was going to get this real.
And I bet you they didn't know cameras was there either.
Oh, the cop? The cop thought it was a criminal. He thought he was getting someone who's a suspect that fit the description. He's on desk duty now, by the way.
Because we all fit the description, apparently.
I put a picture up of what they look like.
The suspect was just standing there chilling, just chilling out.
Right, in front of a hotel.
Some woman came up and pointed at him. I wonder what she said. Get that nigger!
Ah!
Get his ass!
And he didn't even allow him to identify himself for anything.
Man, this is so humiliating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know he was...
Now, do you think they look alike? Be honest.
Yes, for sure. I mean, honestly... I would have shot him.
I fit the description of these niggas right here.
Honestly, I would have just shot him. No questions asked. Just out, you know, we'll figure it out later.
I gotta grow my hair back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything with a bald head and light skin, we look alike. Keegan Michael. And his name was it? Keegan Michael Key.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he fit the description.
Man, that was crazy, man. Anyway, speaking of fitting the description, Rex Chapman pleaded guilty to that shoplifting case we talked about a couple months ago. That nigga was shoplifting, dog.
Some shit he could have paid for.
Yeah, he agreed to pay more than $15,000 to an Apple store and complete 750 hours of community service,
which is probably more expensive than the shit he stole.
Mm-hmm.
Was this in Charlotte? I don't remember.
Wasn't in Charlotte. It was in wasn't it in Texas or some shit? Arizona. It's in Arizona.
If he'd have did this in Charlotte, he'd have been fine.
They would have let him have it for free.
Yep.
He pleaded guilty to 4 class 6 felony charges, which is the lowest level felony offense. He's 47. He's due back in court September 25th, where he will learn the length of his probation. He's also agreed to pay back half of the $15,128.30 he agreed to repay the Apple store in Scottsdale at that hearing, with the rest of the money due by the end of his probation, the newspaper reported. It's possible the judge at the September 25th hearing might reduce his felony charges to misdemeanors. Damn, man, what the fuck was you doing stealing this shit?
Nah, keep it a felony.
He's in a 28-day rehab program, too.
Nah, keep it a felony.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was me, they wouldn't reduce shit.
Markieff Morris is fined $10,000 for the league for bitching on Twitter about, you know, wanting to be traded.
Damn.
Yep.
That's a lot of money for voicing your opinion.
Mm-hmm. He was cited making a public statement detrimental to the NBA.
Cause he learned to sit his fuck down and shut the fuck up, won't he?
Can't beat everything up like your dad, like it's your stepdaddy.
Oh, it was Lord. All in your mama gut.
He was talking about the upcoming season with the Suns. He said, "One thing is for sure, I'm not gonna be there on a tweet interview with the Philadelphia Inquirer."
Hey, how long till Garnett be like, "I'm your new stepdaddy"?
Oh Lord,
what you mean? Oh, when they play. Yeah. He gonna talk that shit.
How long?
Bet you won't beat me up like that, boy.
Because it's gonna come up.
Yeah.
Is that your mama up there? She oh, fucking, right? Lord.
Your mama smell like your mama smell like orange juice. Thabo Cephalosha's trial is set for October the 5th. Pero Antic charges were dismissed. This is what's so crazy.
I thought he had his leg broke.
He did have his leg broke. They are putting him on trial. they tried to offer him a plea where he had to do one day of community service or something. Mm-hmm. And he rejected it because he's like, bitch, I ain't do nothing wrong.
I'm okay with that, but why did...
Why are you okay with that?
The big foreign dude, right?
Who?
The white dude with the bald head.
Who?
The payroll antic.
Ain't
that the player name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a player. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
So they dismissed his, but they want him to plead guilty.
Right. To one, and it'll be one day. It'll be a misdemeanor and one day and some shit.
You saying you plead guilty?
No. But when you say it was some bullshit, I thought you were trying to say it was bullshit that he didn't plead guilty.
That's some bullshit.
I mean, when you said I'm okay with that, I thought you were saying I'm okay with them charging him.
No, I'm okay with him saying fuck that.
Yeah, I'm with you then. Yeah, fuck that, man. What kind of shit is that? You gonna break my leg, fuck up my season? Hey, you know what, bitch? I ain't got nothing to do with nowhere to be since y'all broke my leg, so you know what? I'll be in court October 5th, see you motherfuckers there.
He right. Need to sue them too for,
Yeah, you know who he is. Paycheck. Yeah, that's what that other dude, that other dude, that tennis player we just talked about, James, yep, whatever his name is, he need to do the same shit.
Yep. I will sue the fuck out of them.
Future earnings.
Yeah. That's the only way they gonna learn is the impact of the money. Just, people just keep getting money from the city.
Like Baltimore put a cap on how much you can win in lawsuits.
Right. Even that, but.
Instead of fixing the problem, they put a cap on how much you can get.
And even that didn't stop it, right?
Yeah, the taxpayers ought to be outraged because you're wasting my fucking money.
Nikola Mirotic tweeted an apology Wednesday for tearing the Serbian flag Saturday at the Euro basket tournament.
I don't know who that is, though.
I just find it funny. He's playing for Spain, and he was after they lost 80-70 to Serbia. A fan was holding them, you know, they had them flags and shit. Mm-hmm. Fan was holding up the flag, and he took that bitch and ripped it up.
I'm actually okay with that.
That's so funny.
I'm okay with it.
Hey, man, you know how mad you had to be like, fuck that flag, bitch.
Right.
Trip.
Shit like it was paper.
On Twitter, he said, I'm deeply sorry about my reaction after the game. I did not realize that it was a flag, let alone a Serbian one. I was looking at the floor due to the tension of the game, and I felt something on my face, and I would never fit any symbols.
Yeah, nah, he knew
it
was.
He did it on purpose. Come on, man.
we don't believe you. It's okay though.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just be like, yeah, I ripped that flag. They just won, and I was upset. And if we lost like that again, I ripped the flag.
And it was the flag of the team that just beat y'all, and it's first time they beat y'all in 5 years.
Yeah,
you did it on purpose, man. Because mm-hmm. They was talking that shit. Your mom smelled like Oreos. What?
Not Oreos.
Gilbert Arenas gets new woman pregnant, serves Laura Gavon with an eviction notice.
Oh, shit. Hibachi.
That New York baby mama put that thing on her.
Hibachi.
She's in my rental property, and I like her gone, Gilbert.
Former basketball wild star Laura Gavon has been spotted all over Atlanta during the Luda Day weekend festivities last weekend. Now it appears she has come home to some bad news.
Oh, shit.
She went from boss chick on Basketball Wise to homeless chick.
If she doesn't move quickly, she may find herself homeless. Ball Alert has exclusively obtained documents showing that Gilbert Arenas is coming for Laura's house, and he's giving her and the kids 60 days to vacate the premises. Speaking of kids, did we mention Gilbert just welcomed another baby to the family? Allegedly, he has a newborn daughter with Lindsay Falk, ex-wife of NFL baller Marshall Falk. Mm. You can check out the baby pictures below.
Well,
how old or young is she? That she out here still putting these kids out? Because Marshall Falk, oh.
Right. She must have married a young one.
Hey, I know this. He put his own kids out too. Gilbert cold blooded, boy.
He pays for the home and all related expenses, including mortgage, property taxes, insurance, totaling up to $16,000. He has been ordered by the court to continue paying, but is not specified in the court order who keeps the home. So Gilbert is making an executive decision. Gilbert wishes to return to the home. And with that said, Laura has to go. He's given her 60 days to voluntarily do so, or he will ask the court for eviction notice. If Laura complies, Gilbert will help Laura move out and put down the first and last month's security deposit on the new home. Gilbert has also asked Laura to return the Escalade he pays for and use her child support payments to get her own.
Hey, that's crazy. Because why is he ordered to pay for a house when they wasn't never married?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I could see if they was
was never married?
No, remember they got engaged but never finalized it.
Well, maybe they were making the logic. I think what they're saying is you can't stop paying on this house. So that's what the judge said. But the judge didn't say who has to live there, but you can't basically stop paying on this house, which will essentially evict them. So it's like, don't get out of it that way. So he's like, okay, well, I'm moving into the house. She's got to get out, and she needs to use her child support for her transportation.
I don't get how the judge can make you pay for a house. They can only enforce child
support. Yeah, we say that, but
I mean, I don't get
judges it. Apparently can do a lot of shit.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
A lot of like, choices and decisions.
Yeah, it's easy to be like, judge can't do that. Maybe she can appeal it, and maybe we will find out that a judge can't do that, but I don't know what the fuck a judge can do.
It don't make sense to me that they can make you pay for a house. Like, I can see them saying the house in your name and you should pay your bills.
I mean,
but we don't know how
the company trying to collect their money.
But we don't know the stipulations, like, and everything that was bought, you know, in.
And it's Cali. It's California, which is much more lenient.
I thought you said an Atlanta home. It's Atlanta home.
Nah, no. She was in Atlanta at Luda weekend, but when she returned home, she, you know, so it's Cali, which has some more lenient laws.
I would never get married in California.
A lot of people don't, because California, like, 50-50, fuck y'all.
I can't even date you in California, because they got rules for that, too.
Yeah, I don't even know why people get so mad about the shit. I mean, to be honest, like,
because we broke up. We ain't together no more.
No, not them. Oh. Other niggas. We don't have nothing to do with their situation.
Or their money.
It doesn't make me mad at all that she gets some of his money. Like, you know, she did pop out your motherfucking babies, and
right.
You was cool with that, and you knew that, like, it's like right. Niggas act like they didn't know none of the rules.
Or how your body fucking reproduces.
Like you already know in this country what happens with child support if you have money and you have kids. Would they always be so surprised? Damn, this bitch wants some money? Like, yes,
your fucking
nigga.
Kids ain't free. Come on, dog.
Not just that, but you fucking knew.
Right.
What, you think you was going to be different? That she was going to be the first woman to be like, you know what? Keep your rich ass money. I'll raise these babies without you. Like, fuck you. She'd be crazy not to take the money.
I don't blame her.
And you got multiple kids with her too? Like,
because if I was a groupie like her, I would do the same thing.
Yeah. You can't be applauding, old girl that got Brittany Griner and not her.
Right.
I mean, maybe it's because I just don't
stay
like
consistent.
Her or her sister.
Well, that's your fault for watching that damn show. That's all. I appreciate you being. I appreciate you being honest.
You
though,
right?
I don't watch it no more.
You used to.
Yeah, I used to.
I still watch it because Drea. Well,
they were never as bad as Jackie Christie. So for me, I was always okay.
Drea is crazy.
Oh, you know what else I noticed, Justin? Tell me, motherfucking Omarion. Don't have the best I'm listening to my wife face since Doug Christie. Oh, them the only two that I've ever seen give the like, I am definitely here for everything you're saying right now. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. It's all about you. It's all about you right now. That nigga face be so good.
But
I don't even know if he listening for real. It's just a good face. You know what I'm saying?
I think he listening. Especially Doug. Cause I feel like
I know Doug's listening. I mean, Omarion. I can't tell if Omarion listening or not.
But I'm saying, I know Doug get his ass whooped.
Yeah, yeah. Doug listening. Doug know his life or death. But Omarion face be like,
I don't know why he's listening.
Like, it just be so like, I don't know if he's acting or what. Nobody's that fucking interested. And she be talking about some dumb shit. He be like, yes, absolutely. Everything you're saying right now. Like, what, Marion?
I'm not even listening to her.
She be like, I just want to make up with my mother because my mother has just been very strict on me as a child, and I feel like she never really has told me she loves me. And I'm like, the game not on, Marion? Like, you're not feeling a little bit like, yeah, but let me look at the score real quick.
He's working on a song in his head.
Yeah. Like, in his mind, he just coming up with lyrics.
I never had a long with my mother.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And I just want to tell her that I love her.
He doing that dance in his head. And step to the three, and it slide.
And pause right here.
Yeah.
And then back to it.
Freeze.
I never got along with my mother.
Hey, man.
I just want to tell her that I love her.
And whenever they come in the room, and when he at his dance studio, why he always doing the same dance? It's always that same, like, slide.
You know what it is, man? He found out your knees go real quick.
Right, you old.
But you know what's funny though? I mean, the choreography is the same. Even when the person walk in, is the same part of the dance. Like, he do that slide, and then, like, somebody walk in, like, Amari, I can't talk to you for a second. He's like, oh, hold on, let's take a break, guys. I'm like, it's always the same move.
He can't afford a new choreographer that got some new stuff.
He do that move he did on the stage when Rick Ross and them signed on that first time. That nigga danced for 7 minutes straight. Like, whoa!
He was fitting light up.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
My first check cleared.
That bitch didn't bounce. So I'm a bounce for y'all.
He did it so hard. It was so good, man.
I can eat this week. I ate it 2 years.
I can look my wife in the face.
What was the other one that was Go Home Roger? What was his name? What
happened his to real him? Name? Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
what happened to him?
I don't know, dog. I never watched that show.
I always thought as a singer, you had a longer career because you could sing
forever.
Even if you're not coming up with new music, you could survive off your old music just doing tours.
Earth, Wind & Fire does it.
Mm-hmm. But that's when you used to play instruments and have classical training. Now niggas just like, I'm handsome and I can dance.
Right.
Like, okay, well, that shit got a shelf life on it. Just letting you know.
You better have some talent or else nobody gives a fuck.
Like, it's going to be interesting to see if fucking Chris Rock is, Chris Brown is still doing shit at like 60.
Ain't that true.
Like, is this nigga going to be dancing and not singing good? Because I'm not paying for that. I wouldn't pay for it now.
Right.
Anyway, last thing. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey mamba. Here's what's interesting. This story comes from the christianitydaily.com. Los Angeles Lakers Kobe Bryant rejected by D'Angelo Russell. NBA rookie refuses to be the next Kobe. Los Angeles Lakers have been facing issues surrounding the health and declining skills of Kobe Bryant, while retirement rumors have been repeatedly slammed by both the NBA team and Black Mamba himself. The fact remains that the Los Angeles Lakers have been busy piling up on rookies deemed to offer impressive potential. Hence the entry of the likes of D'Angelo Russell in the Lakers roster could not be deemed as anything but an effort by the NBA team to ensure that Kobe Bryant's imminent exit would not cause him to fall apart. So it says, however, so despite his age and health concerns around his basketball career at this point, Kobe Bryant still inspires a number of young and aspiring stars in the NBA. A particular NBA star who looks up to the great Kobe Bryant is none other than the Los Angeles Lakers rookie D'Angelo Russell. According to Kurt Heelan of NBC Sports, the Lakers drafted Russell number 2 because they saw a little Kobe in him and the way that he approached the game. He added, they saw the mentality that helped make Kobe a star. The same sentiment was echoed by D'Angelo Russell himself in an interview earlier this year. I always preach, I didn't get here from being the most athletic guy, the fastest guy, the tallest guy, or the strongest. I got here from my mind, said rookie D'Angelo Russell. The Los Angeles Lakers rookie added, that's something when I watch Kobe interviews or listen to Kobe talk, he's mentally on another level. When I listen to him, I relate to that. However, D'Angelo Russell remains adamant on the fact that he does not want to be casted under the shadow of Kobe Bryant. That is, he refused to let the public categorize him as the next NBA star to take over the legacy of the Black Mamba. Instead, the Los Angeles Lakers rookie wants to make a name for himself on his own terms. When they say the next Kobe, there's not going to be a next Kobe. There's not going to be a next Michael Jordan, said D'Angelo Russell. He went on to say, but there's something you can steal from all those players, stir it up, and get what you get out of it. And I want to be that player that's the next D'Angelo Russell. Alright, well, rumble, young man, rumble.
I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah, when it started out, I thought he was going to end up saying some dumb shit and had Kobe not talking to him in practice.
Nah, I mean,
oh, Lord.
Kobe never wanted to be Jordan.
Yeah, and it's not like Kobe going to talk to him in practice either way. All right, man, we'll talk to y'all next week. Until then, peace.
Peace, y'all. Peace.